to be. Capitola Physical Therapy helps you return to the level of function you need with skilled personal attention. Whether it's golf, tennis, walking, or simply getting out of bed and maintaining your balance. Capitola Physical Therapy understands, cares, and knows how to help. Call Capitola Physical Therapy at 475-1200. That's 475-1200.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. The charge is kidnapping now in the second case. 41-year-old Michael Devlin is accused of abducting Sean Hornbeck more than 4 years ago, as well as 13-year-old Ben Ownby.
On October 6, 2002, in Richwoods, Missouri, Michael John Devlin abducted SDH, utilizing force for the purpose of terrorizing the victim.
That's Sheriff Kevin Schroeder there in Missouri. CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula is there. Jim?
Harley, Washington County, Missouri, about an hour and a half southwest of St. Louis is where this is all taking place. Two new charges against 41-year-old Michael Devlin, kidnapping allegedly Sean Hornbeck in October of 2002, and a weapons charge. Authorities here saying that they believe that once Devlin allegedly grabbed this then 11-year-old, he held him in a vehicle at gunpoint and left the county, Harley.
Thank you, Jim Krasula, there in Missouri. The House has voted with strong support from both sides of the aisle to reduce the interest rates on student loans.
I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. This would cut interest rates in half over the next 5 years for need-based loans for about 5.5 million college students. Though some Republicans complained about the bill, many ended up joining Democrats in voting for it, especially since it does not add to the federal deficit. Instead, it's paid for by increasing the fees banks will have to pay to make the government-backed loans, which is why banks will try to stop the bill in the Senate.
The NSA terror surveillance program, as it's been operated, has been scrapped. The Attorney General says a secret federal court will oversee it now. ACLU legal director Ann Beeson is happy.
There needs to be much more transparency about the program and the new judicial oversight.
CBS's legal analyst Andrew Cohen says it was a reversal by the administration, but tactically a smart one.
I suspect that there are a lot of civil libertarians out there who are disappointed that the program, as it was operating, won't come under scrutiny by a Democratic Congress or the U.S. Supreme Court, because the program almost certainly would have been declared unconstitutional. So what this move does is preempt that legal battle, at least for now.
A resolution in the Senate, expected to come up next week, says senators don't support the buildup of troops in Iraq. Maine's Olympia Snow and Nebraska's Chuck Hagel are the only Republicans on board.
Some of us feel that the course that the president announced Wednesday was not the appropriate course.
It would be a non-binding resolution. The news on cancer has been great. Number of cases is down by 3,000 in 2003, the latest year for stats. It means people are finally winning the battle.
In the last year, the number of deaths from colorectal cancer alone declined by 2,000 in men and women combined.
Elizabeth Ward at the American Cancer Society. The reasons? Better testing, early warnings, better living and health habits, and treatments have improved. On Wall Street, the Dow lost 5 points, NASDAQ off 18. Oil closed at $52.24 a barrel, up $1.03. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When you purchase my new 8-pound Orrick XL upright vacuum, you also get a great gift. For everything above the floor, I'll give you my Orrick Super Compact Canister. It's so powerful, it'll pick up a bowling ball. Try them free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. After all, why settle for one vacuum? With Orrick, you can get two. 1-800-989-4200.
Kick back for the moment. Let your worries drift away, cause here we're living for today. Let's go out back tonight.
Let go of the day. Go out back tonight, where fresh Ahi tuna is seasoned, seared, and served on a batter crisp remain. Start the new year fresh. Leave your worries at the door.
Let's go out back tonight.
Tonight, let go.
Life will still be there tomorrow.
Go out back.
The California citrus crops have been hard hit by the cold snap. In Florida, reaction.
You'll probably pay more for orange juice, but not necessarily a lot more.
In California, the vast majority, only almost 80, 90% of that product goes to the fresh fruit markets.
Florida Citrus Mutual Executive Director Mike Sparks says Florida oranges make up about 90% of the juice market. He says growers here are empathetic about what's happened in California. Deep freezes nearly destroyed the Florida citrus industry during the 80s, and the state took a huge hit during the 2004 and 5 hurricane seasons. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Speeding down the wrong, too short runway in Lexington, Kentucky, the tired flight crew realized something was up last August 27th. The Comair co-pilot remarked it was weird with no lights. Clear indication they thought the MD-80 was on the correct runway, but that the lights were off. Too short for a takeoff speed, the plane never left the ground with more than a wingspan before sagging back to earth and the trees. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Now, you have a very unique accounting system for your boutique.
Yep. I designed my own spreadsheet.
Wow, looks complicated.
That's why I have a cheat sheet for my spreadsheet.
That is one big cheat sheet.
That's just the index.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Really?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't. It even makes tax time a cinch.
I'm switching.
Great.
Can you help me fold this back up?
I doubt it. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at Staples, Office Depot, or Sam's Club.
Every day, Progressive does something that's, well, progressive. They have this real-time ticker on their website. It shows their rates for car insurance and the rates of their top competitors, like State Farm and Allstate. Right now on Progressive.com, you can see actual rates that people are getting. Sometimes Progressive Direct is the lowest. Sometimes they're not. If they're this helpful when you're shopping for car insurance, imagine how they'll be once you're a customer. Visit Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE today.
Available in most states and situations. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio.
Hear me, Collins!
Welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show, live, unscripted, unrehearsed, and we originate in San Francisco on the left coast of these United States. My toll-free number is 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372. And you're invited to join this conversation whenever you like. You can also email me, Peter, at peterbcollins.com. And that's the website where you can link up to our archive programs and even see a picture of your humble host. This hour, we're going to take a look at a recent conference focused on media reform that was held in Memphis, Tennessee, under the auspices of Free Press. They're on the web at freepress.net. And later this hour, we'll be joined by a young media activist, Aldous Tyler, who is working hard to preserve and expand the radio station base for progressive talk shows like this. Yeah, he strikes right at my self-interest. Aldous Tyler, based in Madison, where they recently saved their progressive talk station. There was a format change threatened and averted. That's the right way to put it. He'll tell us about that and other cities where progressive talk either needs a little nurturing or is in some sort of a threatened situation. But first, for a rundown on what occurred in Memphis, we turn to one of our regular contributors here on the Peter B. Collins Show, Norman Solomon, a longtime advocate for media reform, a founder of Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting and the Institute of Public Accuracy, the author of many columns and a lot of great books, the most recent book called War Made Easy. Norman, welcome back to the PBC Show.
Hi, Peter.
Thanks for joining us today.
Sure.
I wanted to get your take on the Media Reform Conference. I was able to attend the previous setting in St. Louis, which was about a year and a half ago, and I found it to be a very vibrant group of people focused on the issues of media access, diversity of views and voices in the media, and the counterside, which is the problems of concentrated corporate ownership, and the expansion or threatened expansion of some of that control. Give us a couple of minutes here. What went on in Memphis, and in your view, what were the key issues that people are keyed in on right now?
Well, it was really energetic. You had upwards above, really, 3,000 people from, I would guess, every state of the country and beyond. And you also had a lot of focus on a variety of issues, defending the Internet from corporate voracious efforts to create a multi-tier system to help the big money interests. Also, a strong effort to talk about ways that the structure of ownership of media outlets is really affecting what we do and don't get through TV, radio, newspapers, major news magazines, and so forth. And people were very much, as you were referring to a minute ago, interested in activism that will affect democratic discourse and what we see, hear, and read every day. And so as you're alluding to the need to defend and support radio that goes against the Rush Hannity right-wing juggernaut that's had a grip on the airwaves so much, people were really down to cases. You know, a lot of discussion of theory, structure, ownership, and government deregulation that's had such negative effects, and also saying, look, this has tangible effects on what happens every day, choking off or allowing information through radio programs, and let's not only complain, but organize effectively to turn this around.
Mm-hmm. Now, two of the individuals who were there, I have been following for a number of years. They happen to be commissioners of the Federal Communications Commission, and in general, they support our issues, our side of media reform, Michael Copps and Jonathan Edelstein. And they have been touring the country holding hearings of their own related to the ownership issues and the renewed threat that the FCC will dilute the restrictions and essentially permit Fox and NBC and the other big boys to get even bigger and squeeze out the few remaining independent or small chain voices in radio and television. Copps and Edelstein also pulled off something that I think is sort of a coup, but some people are critical of it. That is that because the fifth commissioner, there are three Republicans, two Democrats, one of the three Republicans had to recuse him or herself from the final discussion of the merger of SBC and AT&T. And in those proceedings, Copps and Edelstein succeeded in inserting some language about net neutrality. This has been an important issue. You referenced it a moment ago. And essentially, net neutrality means that whether you're Monster.com or MSNBC.com or PeterBCollins.com, that users can access that on a level playing field, the same delivery speeds, the same broadband access, etc. Tell me your view on the net neutrality issue, and was this a victory in the SBC AT&T case?
Well, I think it was a temporary victory, although even as was said from the stage in Memphis, there were some concessions to the corporate juggernaut in the process. And so it was at best a holdoff, I believe it's for 2 years. And so who knows what the politics of the country, including in Washington, will be like in 24 months from now. And I think that's the nature of this beast right now. When we can prevent the corporations from totally implementing their political plans, and in this case, to create a multi-tier kind of economic apartheid system working on the Internet, that is a victory, given that we have slowed at least the right-wing momentum. But I don't think anybody who's been realistic about this, including in Memphis, feels that we have headed off this threat from the past. And we haven't really stopped the threat. What we've done is to slow it enough so that we can regroup and build a positive agenda.
Maybe, you know, I've been on the short end of the stick for so long. The odds in talk radio, it's 13 to 1 right-wing versus the rest of us. And so to see these two minority commissioners able to make some headway, gain a little bit of ground on the net neutrality issue, which has been stalled in Congress, and maybe that'll change with Democratic control, I saw it as a bright moment, not something that fixes the whole problem, but at least there is a marker there. There is a standard from which to try to build.
Well, I think that's true, and we also have kind of the good news, bad news story that these are two commissioners, and I don't agree with them always on so-called obscenity, for instance.
Yeah, Michael Copps in particular seems to be a hardliner on that, and I don't agree with him, as you stated.
Yeah, so and likewise, and so I won't nominate either one of them for sainthood, but I do think that when we look at what they're saying and doing, they are extraordinarily progressive on the whole, especially for the Washington context, and they are doing a wonderful job with tens and really hundreds of thousands of activists behind them to prevent a total rout on behalf of corporate America through the airwaves. And we really have, like, I don't know what the sports analogy would be, but we have to prevent them from being able to run out the clock at our expense in the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think it's interesting because I do criticize Copps, Michael Copps, the FCC commissioner, on the so-called decency issues. But I also believe that he's able to reach out to disparate groups. And what we saw two and a half years ago, Norman Solomon, was an incredible coalition that included Move On and the NRA, Right to Life and pro-abortion groups. It was pretty remarkable. And at that time, the FCC got more comments than they ever have in their entire history.
And what's at stake, as we know, is so huge. And yet often the news media that are going to benefit the most do the least to tell us anything about what's going on. It really was a grassroots. It was radio programs such as this, internet sites, organizations across the political spectrum that basically saw this as a big money versus small money issue, suppression versus democratic discourse. And I think that is really key now because things are starting to turn around, and you can see how the K Street Project and the other big corporate monsters, if I can use that term, are seeing, you know, their tide is turning, and they're going to try to make out like bandits as much as they can because they may be even out of the White House in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break and continue with Norman Solomon. He's recapping for us the recent media reform conference held in Memphis. You can dial into the Peter B. Collins Show toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. More straight ahead, right here on the Peter B. Collins Show. You're listening to KRXA 540. Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens, he cares. The Grove Market in Pacific Grove is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Locally owned and operated for 37 years by the Higuera family, the Grove Market boasts the finest selections of just-picked conventional and organic produce our Central Coast farms have to offer. The Grove Market's full-service meat department specializes in the highest quality, choice, fresh-cut, and prepared meats. Local artisanal bakeries deliver breads and other delectable baked goods hot from the oven every morning. To perfect your gourmet home-cooked meal, choose from the Grove Market's outstanding selection of Monterey wines. The Grove Market features competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey. You can't go wrong at the Grove Market. So shop Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7 and 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove, 242 Forest Avenue, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop. Just arrived. It's Carmel, a treasure, a first, a combination calendar history book with souvenir maps archiving Carmel today. Entirely rendered in watercolors by Lisa Bryan. stories, illustrations of local businesses, dogs, and a brief history of Carmel's first Bohemians, including today's places and characters of note. This brilliant calendar and book combo captures the charm of Carmel, a special gift, now available at Lisa's Studio in Court of the Fountains and other bookstores and gift shops in Carmel.
Come on in, and you will see the Central Avenue Bakery. Smell the bread, try the scones. Everything's a taste you want to take it all home. Vegetarian is a good affair. We make our meals in a kosher kitchen. I'll make mine falafel with hummus too. A side of couscous and a baba ghanoush, yeah. Open at 7 every day. Have a cup of coffee or your morning latte. Come on in and sit right down. It's the friendliest place in town. Central Avenue Bakery.
In PG.
For an unforgettable omelet experience, visit the Central Avenue Bakery today. 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey, PG.
Are you tired of hearing no when applying for a home loan? Is your credit shot due to late payments, bankruptcy, or recent foreclosure? Do you need help purchasing a home or refinancing your existing home? Well, now there is help. Every Saturday and Sunday morning from 7 to 8 here on KRXA 540 AM, listen live to national radio host Ken Michaels of Mortgage Makeovers as he doles out simple answers in plain English to your mortgage and finance questions.
We continue now on the Peter B. Collins Show. We're talking about media reform with Norman Solomon. I'd like to see a rollback in cable television rates. I mean, that's the message I get from cable television. It's give me your money, please. And Norman, once a few years back, I was invited to MC an event that was being aired live on a local cable system. And I made a little joke. I said, you know, this is brought to you by Viacom, the black snake that crawls into your living room and keeps demanding more money. And strangely, they didn't invite me back the next year.
You know, it reminds me of I was on a radio station in L.A. by phone a few years ago, and I was later informed that my comments about Clear Channel never made it on the air. And mind you, this is a live program with a seven-second delay. Only later did I find out that I was speaking on, you guessed it, a station owned by Clear Channel.
Oh, my. They have special filters, Norman. Well, tell me what for you were some of the highlights of this media reform conference in Memphis. Jesse Jackson was there. Jane Fonda spoke. Bill Moyers, Congressman Ed Markey of Massachusetts. Van Jones, an activist from San Francisco. Who really connected in your view?
Well, a lot of the connection for me in terms of energy and ideas was in the halls, in the discussions that were happening in small groups, and the workshops and panels. I have to say, Van Jones was inspiring and upbeat. Bill Moyers gave, I think, a superb speech, and his address was very well crafted to kick off the conference. He has, I think, a biblical view, really, in the best sense, that it is about human justice and spirit and challenging the power that suppresses those entities in our lives. Jesse Jackson, you know, he wasn't really at his best, frankly, mm-hmm. but Jesse Jackson, not at his best, is still wonderful.
Yeah.
And he really spoke to Martin Luther King's legacy. One of the things that struck me was Jesse Jackson said, you know, that was never an I Have a Dream speech in 1963. It was not about I Have a Dream. It was about an unfulfilled promise, a check that came back insufficient funds, a promissory note to the people of this country, including African Americans, that has been reneged on from the beginning until now. And I thought it was very powerful for him to challenge the usual Hallmark card media version of what Martin Luther King is about.
Yeah, that's touching. Now, Danny Schechter, who you and I both know, he's the news dissector of MediaChannel.org. He's a blogger, media activist. He worked at WBCN in Boston as the news director, went on to work for ABC and CNN. And he wrote a piece that was critical of this event. He described it as a kind of glitzy fundraiser for Free Press. And I won't disallow that some of it may have been personal pique, because Danny did acknowledge in the piece that he posted that he was not invited to speak, and he thought he should have been. But tell me, are his observations at all borne out by your experience?
Well, one disclaimer is that I'm on the board of the Free Press Action Fund.
Mm-hmm.
But I had, you know, very little to do with the conference. I did speak there. I certainly didn't have involvement in planning it particularly. You know, I think it's like looking at the proverbial elephant or donkey or octopus from any sort of direction. There are many different facets, and I don't mean to evade the question. It's just to say that the conference accomplished a heck of a lot, and there was a lot of great energy. And yet I think, like all of our human creations, including progressive ones, there are ways it could have been improved. You know, we run in a society that casts such a large shadow or is overshadowed by money to such a great degree. And here we were in the Marriott Hotel, an event that cost a lot of money to put on, and you can't help but think that that affects what choices get made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think one of his issues, too, is he wants to see more grassroots organizing and activism. When I was in St. Louis, I felt that it was a broad range of individuals, from those who are media users and want it to be better, to those of us who are on the producer side. Was this the same kind of population in your view?
I think so. I mean, it was very much people immersed in media or activists in related issues, and all issues are really related to media, who wanted to be there to connect and organize, because all concerns really run through the lack of media democracy in this country. I think also that inevitably those who can't get there are those who often just can't afford to go, to fly to another city, to stay in a hotel for a few days, to lose the time off work. They may have to be in a very different sort of a job. And that does cut against a wide-ranging participation, certainly puts constraints around it. I think there were efforts to provide scholarships and so forth, but as in so many other endeavors, we have a long way to go there.
Yeah. Norman, the takeaways from the conference? I know the big struggle coming up is at the FCC over the ownership regulations.
I think it's the fight around the FCC and now moving to Capitol Hill in earnest more than ever. Also, the way that media ownership and bias is skewing how we deal with coverage of the war. That was a major theme that came out in the sessions and last-minute workshops that were set up. People are very upset, understandably. I share the feeling that our news media are whitewashing this war, making it easier for the war to continue, a war based on lies in Iraq and to a large extent in Afghanistan as well. And that was really a take-home message from the conference. We've got to struggle against that. We've got to challenge it, or this war will continue.
Conservative pundits are very worried that the new Democratic Congress is going to reinstall some sort of fairness doctrine, which Ronald Reagan eviscerated in 1987, led to the rise of one-sided broadcasts like Rush Limbaugh and his clones. Do you think that has potential?
I think because of the momentum on Capitol Hill, it is possible. You know, a challenge with, and I know you would be very acutely aware of this as a broadcaster, that every issue doesn't have two sides. It has 18 or 27 sides. And so fairness doctrine is open to a lot of skewed interpretation. That said, the era that just allows these corporate right-wing voices to so dominate the airwaves, we have to put a stop to it.
I have a plan for a different form of fairness doctrine, and I'll summarize it briefly because we're tight on time, and that is to allow stations to carry Rush Limbaugh, but they've got to carry an Al Franken or a Tom Hartman or even a Peter B. Collins in some sort of balance. That way, the individual programs could reflect, honestly, the view of the host, but there would be balance for at least the consumer's point of view.
I think that would be a great matchup. For instance, Rush and Peter.
Well, I survived 3 years behind Rush Limbaugh. I could do it again.
Great. I'm looking forward to it.
Norman, thanks for joining us today. Thanks for this report.
Thank you, Peter.
Norman Solomon here on the Peter B. Collins Show. Coming up next, another attendee at the Media Reform Conference in Memphis, Aldis Tyler, will join us from Madison, Wisconsin, right here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Aloha, I'm Jay.
And I'm Ginger.
And we would like to invite you to our family restaurant at Pizza Paradise, serving the biggest, best, and boldest pizzas from our Marina location at 215 Reservation Road. It's in the Marina Village Shopping Center across from Wells Fargo Bank. Try one of our specialty pizzas like the Ginger's Island Paradise, or for the meat lovers, the Meet Me in Paradise. We're open Tuesday through Sunday and offer a banquet room for up to 80 people. We deliver to Marina and CSUMB.
Call 582-9149.
It's a Pizza Paradise.
That's 582-9149.
Hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
I'll tell you what I got cooking. Dinner's ready. I went to dinnersready.com, chose 8 gourmet dinners, made an appointment, and went to their storefront in the Country Club Gate Center in Pacific Grove and prepared the meals there myself. Now I'm cooking them in my own home.
What's that you say? Dinner's ready?
That's right. Dinner's ready. It's the newest concept in home cooking. They do all the shopping and chopping, and I get all the credit. If you're too busy to go in and make your dinners, they'll even do it for you. So sign up at dinnersready.com, stop by and see them in the Country Club Gate Center in Pacific Grove, or give them a call at 645-9100. That's 645-9100. Dinner's ready.
The healthcare system is broken. That doesn't mean you have to be. Capitola Physical Therapy helps you return to the level of function you need with skilled personal attention. Whether it's golf, tennis, walking, or simply getting out of bed and maintaining your balance, Capitola Physical Therapy understands, cares, and knows how to help. Call Capitola Physical Therapy at 475-1200. That's 475-1200.
Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand Avenue is your one stop on the Monterey Peninsula for fine wines, liquors, and beers at very reasonable prices. Let PG Liquors knowledgeable owner J.R. Medina and his son-in-law Chad help you choose the ideal Monterey regional or imported wine for any occasion, from an intimate dinner with that special someone to a formal affair with dozens or even hundreds of guests. If you're looking for distilled spirits, PG Liquors specializes in the finest blue agave tequilas, single malt and blended scotches, and top-shelf vodkas, including Northern California's own Hangar One. Beer lovers from Carmel to Marina, beat a path to PG Liquors, which boasts hundreds of handcrafted ales, lagers, stouts, porters, as well as all the big names. Make Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand, just above Lighthouse, the outlet for all of your beverage needs.
PG Liquors reminds you to always drink responsibly.
Have you thought about owning more real estate but don't know where to turn? Are you interested in learning how to make good profit buying and selling real estate? Or do you want to learn how to let your tenants pay the mortgage while you enjoy the equity? If you want to learn the ins and outs of real estate investing, listen to The Real Estate Guys, Sunday nights at 5 on KRXA. You can own more real estate. The Real Estate Guys will show you how. Listen Sunday nights at 5 and on the web at realestateguysradio.com.
Join me, Deborah Lindsay, each Sunday afternoon at 2 for Tomorrow Matters. We'll be matching the global problems of today with the local solutions for a better tomorrow. I'll bring in the guests, and you call with the questions and ideas, and collectively we'll set the standards for a more sustainable future, because for all of us, tomorrow matters. Join me right here on KRXA 540 AM for Tomorrow Matters each Sunday at 2.
Corporate America won't tell you. But the airwaves belong to you and to me and to every American citizen, not to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox. We continue now on the Peter B. Collins Show. It's 33 minutes past the hour. We just got a recap from Norman Solomon on the events of the Media Reform Conference in Memphis, Tennessee, held recently. And we get another perspective from Aldous Tyler, who joins us now from Madison, Wisconsin. And he is one of the founders of NonstopRadio.com. We'll tell you what they do and what they're up to in a moment. Aldous, welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hello, Peter.
Nice to talk with you. And
nice to be with you.
Tell me your thoughts about the Media Reform Conference. Was this your first one?
Well, it was the first Media Reform Conference I've been to, which is a little ironic because the first one held in 2003 was in Madison, which is the area I live in.
Right.
But at the time, to be honest with you, while I supported media reform, I wasn't a major activist for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just basically allowed that opportunity to slip by, but I certainly couldn't this time.
Yeah. Well, I managed to catch you on your cell phone at B.B. King's Blues Club on Beale Street on a Friday night. And I could tell that was fun.
It was a good place to be.
Yeah. Tell us about the action at the conference. And as Norman Solomon pointed out, a lot of it was in the hallways and in the workshops and the breakout sessions.
Peter, they're simply, with as much as they had scheduled, the concurrent conference is going on sometimes 12 deep for a certain time period, on top of the plenary speeches and everything else. Even despite all that, Norman is quite correct. The fact is that it was in the halls. It was in between times. You'd meet people on the trolleys. They have a wonderful trolley system there. But you'd be discussing things continuously from the time you pretty much got up till the time you went to bed, which normally would probably be a lot later than you'd expect.
Uh-huh. Hey, Aldous, it could be our NSA minder, but we're getting a lot of snap, crackle, and pop on this phone line. So I'm going to hang up real quick. Liz will call you right back, and we'll continue our conversation here in just a second or two. It happens on the telephone circuits. And if you'd like to talk with our guest, Aldous, he's going to be with us this half hour. Call in at 888-5-PETER-B. Nonstop Radio seeks to support progressive talk radio stations around the country when they are threatened by format changes or ownership sales, that sort of thing, and to help expand it into new cities. That's what he'll describe for us over the next few minutes. So if you'd like to get on the line, you can do so at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. And let's see through telephone roulette if we picked up a better line. That sounds better, Aldous.
It certainly does.
Oh, it does. Okay, great.
But, yes, as I was saying, though, definitely the place to connect was, well, when you have 3,500, roughly, people of a like mind, kindred spirits, if you will, there simply is no way to stop the networking from happening. You put them all in one spot, and there you go.
Well, tell us about a couple of key connections or people you met, speakers you heard, that you found really valuable to the work that you're doing, and then we'll talk about Nonstop Radio.
Oh, certainly. Well, actually, first of all, the speakers, frankly, Jesse Jackson, made an incredibly salient point. The first thing he said is, you know, one man by himself can fight for so long, but then he'll tire and he can be overcome. But two men back to back can fight their way through a mob. And he went on from there. Three men can organize, four men, you essentially have a committee at that point. But that point really, really made a big difference to me as far as how I knew then to approach people and let them understand what I was all about with my my project. Now, that was the speaker. Now, as far as other things going on, I made connections with a lot of very, very wonderful activists, such as the Backbone Project. You may have heard, or sorry, Backbone Campaign. Have you heard of that?
I haven't. Tell us.
Okay, they're out of Seattle, and their idea simply is to take the progressive platform, if you will, each as a separate piece of spine on a spinal column to show that they all interlock and are thus, when used as a whole, the structural foundation of the progressive movement.
That's a great concept.
And then on top of that, when people show spine, especially leaders, show spine, in other words, they stand up for these principles, even especially elected leaders, despite the fact that it could cost them re-election, depending on who they are, they send them backbone awards, which is literally a column shaped exactly after an orthopedic spine. that they send them as an award. And then also, if leaders don't do so well, you are able to download right from their website postcards that you can print up called spineless citations.
Mm-hmm.
And you can send them to the people and just let them know exactly how it is you felt that they violated the progressive platform.
I like that, conceptually and as an activist tool. And I guess on one side we have Code Pink issuing pink slips to people who don't do the right thing. And then when people do the right thing, you can give them a backbone award. I like that.
Exactly. Oh, it's a wonderful concept, and it's not the only thing they do. They also have the Bush Chain Gang, which is they've made four very large, well-sculpted puppet heads that then get fitted on people wearing jail clothes. And these are puppet heads of Condi Rice, George Bush, Dick Cheney, and Donald Rumsfeld, who then can get paraded around as a chain gang for increasing awareness of impeachment.
I saw them in Washington at Camp Democracy last September. It's a great visual street theater kind of thing.
Yes, then you may not have heard of the Backbone Campaign, but you've seen their work.
Yeah. Aldous Tyler's with us here on the Peter B. Collins Show, and if you want to log on to the website, go to nonstopradio.com. Founder, CEO, Commander-in-Chief, what's your title there, Aldous?
Administrator.
Your administrator.
The main reason I picked that title is because, well, quite frankly, that's what I do. When it comes to the local fights here, I make sure that it's grassroots that is it actually doing the action. I'm the one who gives them the sunshine so that grass can grow higher than any John Deere can handle.
Now, did this grow out of the challenges you faced right there in Madison where Clear Channel threatened to change the format on 92 FM, the mic?
That's exactly correct. As a matter of fact, this grew out of that and also the challenge about a year ago to Phoenix's station, with Air America Phoenix, which in that case I was helping remotely send people to SaveAirAmericaPhoenix.com, which in a month and a half they were actually able to find a new home on a different frequency after they were taken off.
Well, and we are broadcasting on that station at this very moment, KPHX in Phoenix.
I was saying, though, that what I tried to do is make sure that it wasn't just a local effort, that basically this got, again, sunshine from around the country. And at the time, I didn't have a nice website or snazzy tools or any techniques at all, but the nice thing is because I was on the inside of that, I know the techniques they used to turn another station to progressive talk when theirs went dark. So we have that model for if the station gets switched off, and then we have the Madison model on how to keep a station from getting switched in the first place.
Mm-hmm. I think those are great efforts, and I really appreciate it. Obviously, I'm one of the beneficiaries of your work and the work of many others to help keep progressive talk on in Phoenix. And there's a lot of work to be done around the country. Let's just jump to another example, Cincinnati, Ohio. That's the birthplace of Peter B. Collins, Aldous. And I have been hankering to get on the air in Cincinnati to try to rescue some of my wayward high school buddies. Mm-hmm. And the Clear Channel station, well, first of all, they had it on a really powerful 50,000-watt station on 1530, and they decided it wasn't making enough money. So last summer, they bumped it to 1360, just 5,000 watts, and then they pulled the plug entirely. When? In December?
Yes, what happened was Jerry Springer, at the same time, had decided he was going to retire from being a progressive talk show host, and that was essentially the last straw on that camel's back, sadly. Clear Channel decided that that was enough at that point of an excuse to go ahead and pitch it. Now, the thing is that I wouldn't necessarily find that suspicious, except keep in mind, at the same time they were trying to cut off the Mike 92.1 in Madison, as well as they were planning and did finally shut off the progressive talk in Boston, they did it in Columbus, in Dallas, and another, believe it or not, 10 markets have either have been flipped off or are about to be turned from progressive talk to some other format, and all those decisions came since the election, Peter.
Well, and let's clarify here, because I know Dallas was not a Clear Channel station, but Boston, Columbus, and Cincinnati all are.
As was Madison, and Madison still is at this point.
Yeah.
The thing to keep in mind is that if they're not Clear Channel, they're generally usually Entercom or Meridian, which are, again, similar boats as far as being very large broadcast corporations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what are you currently doing in Cincinnati to try to return progressive talk there?
Well, I actually have been in contact with a fellow by the name of Maynard, who is now resetting the whole game. There was originally a petition back in the summer to protest the switch from the 50,000 to 5,000 watt station, and he has actually been in contact with the original petition owner and such to see if he can transfer over, or at least very least contact the people who signed that. But he started a new petition to bring it back. And what I've advised him to do, and this is advice that anyone can use, even if they want to start a station where there's never has been one, is you go, you find advertisers, you tell them about Progressive Talk. You can pull up numbers for cities that have similar demographics to yours and say, look, this is how it does here. And what you tell these people who you want to advertise is, look, if we can get this station on the air here, will you pledge, just to give me a signed pledge, that you will find a way to advertise on it? You gather enough of those, and what you do is you approach the, let me cease the ramble for a moment and say, most markets have at least, let's say, 25 to 40 stations.
Right.
So let's say 30. You approach the bottom 15 in ratings, and you say, here are the numbers for markets just like ours with Progressive Talk. Here are all the people that have pledged to advertise. Are you sure you wouldn't be making better money if you went for Progressive Talk?
Well, you
that
really...
get somebody to flip.
You know, it's fascinating here, Aldous, because I have been in the radio business for over 30 years, and many people find it mysterious and hard to grok. But you have hit the two key points there, that A, advertising revenue is what a radio station owner wants to attract. And they'll put on programming in Hindi, in, whether it's reggae music. They'll put almost anything on if they think advertisers will support it. And by demonstrating in advance that there are key advertisers in a given community that are willing to support a Progressive Talk station, that is, you know, number one. And number two, you're correct in identifying that there are a lot of stations losing money. And the owners find ways to slough it off, either by combining a weak AM station with five FM stations. You know, they have different ways of offsetting the losses from a particular station, particularly due to deregulation. But if you can show them a path to profitability for a station that's in the red right now, most owners, even if they're arch-conservative in their own minds, will say, well, gosh, I don't have much to lose, do I? I ought to give that a try.
Well, I mean, let's face it. It may be they're arch-conservatives, but they're businessmen. Why don't they want liberal dollars? Of course they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just a matter of making sure they understand just how many liberals out there have pocket cash that are willing to spend money at the people who would be sponsoring their station via advertisement.
So take us back to the case in Madison, the Mike, because Clear Channel really appeared dug in there. And while the ratings of the station were strong, they claimed that they weren't generating very good revenues from that. And Ed Schultz and others from the outside said, well, look, that's their problem. That's poor management. That's a poor sales force. And I'm curious, in your efforts to turn this around, you basically became the sales force for Clear Channel in Madison.
In some ways, I can tell you one thing for certain, and this is a problem with the Clear Channel and other major market owners, where when you have the big media owning a lot of stations, what happens is they set up a central office like they did in Madison, and they have their sales force sell for all stations at once. Now, the reason this is a problem is because different stations sell at different rates per minute depending upon all sorts of different factors.
You're right.
Sometimes it's even up to just sales manager's whimsy. But so let's say you have Progressive Talk selling at $10 per 60 seconds, and you have Conservative Talk selling at $40 per 60 seconds, and you are a salesperson that works on commission.
Yep.
Now tell me, are you going to spend a lot of time trying to sell a minute on Conservative Talk or Progressive Talk, considering you're going to be making four times the commission on Conservative Talk?
Mm-hmm. Some stations do adjust for that by giving a higher commission rate for new business.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one way of offsetting that. But you make a very valid point there. Aldous, we're going to take a break and return. For our listeners in Phoenix, if you'd like to give a shout-out and thank Aldous and others for the efforts that kept Progressive Talk on the air in Phoenix, you can give us a call right now. 888-5-PETER-B is our toll-free number. 888-573-8372. You're in tune with the Peter B. Collins Show. You're listening to the new KRXA 540.
The This is Laura Pruneta of Pruneta Real Estate Advisors. As your licensed real estate broker, our mission at Pruneta Real Estate Advisors is excellence and contribution, and our only concern is to promote and protect your interests. Quite simply, if the best result for you means no deal for us, we will immediately tell you. Selling but concerned about tax consequences? As a CPA, I can advise you of the implications of any capital gain. Seeking income-producing property? With a Stanford engineering degree, I have developed cash flow analysis to evaluate various opportunities. If you're buying a home, my promise is to help you find your dream house under the most favorable terms. We at Pruneta Real Estate Advisors are dedicated to our community. We will contribute $250 out of every local transaction to the school of your choice. I am Laura Pruneta of Pruneta Real Estate Advisors. Call me at 753-5310. That's 753-5310. Stop by 1271 North Davis Road in Salinas, across from Applebee's, or browse to prunetarealestate.com.
The Philly Sunshine Show. Philly Sunshine Show. With Pilar. With Pilar.
Sunday at 3 o'clock, we're going to be doing something new, something different, or we'll do the same old thing, take your phone calls. One thing we know for sure, I'll have something to say. What? I don't know. I never know until I've said it. Find out what's the next thing to come out of my mouth.
The Philly Sunshine Show with Pilar.
Sundays from 3 to 5. 3 to 5.
On AM 540, KRXA.
Miguel Sarmiento, owner and chef of the Mexicali Grill in New Monterey, cordially invites you to visit his restaurant and enjoy quality Mexican food prepared with California seasonings and sauces, all with personalized, attentive service. Miguel has more than 14 years of experience preparing Italian, Hawaiian, Mexican, French, and American dishes in restaurants throughout Monterey County. Looking to savor the best Mexicali cuisine served with great margaritas or fine imported or domestic beers? Visit the Mexicali Grill today, located at 204 Lighthouse Avenue at the corner of Reeside Avenue in New Monterey. The Mexicali Grill is open daily for lunch from 11 to 3 and for dinner from 5 to 9. For takeout orders, call 375-9801. That's 375-9801. Miguel has a message for all Central Coast residents who appreciate delicious, high-quality Mexican food at reasonable prices.
Todos son bienvenidos en el Mexicali Grill. Try us. You'll like us a lot.
Hi, this is Stephanie Miller. You know how much I love the Monterey Peninsula. You've got it all. Mountains, the sea, some of the best box wine I've ever had. You also have a great radio station, KRXA, your progressive prescription. So join me, voice guy extraordinaire Jim Ward, and producer Chris Lavoie as we take back America every weekday morning, 6 to 9 a.m., right here on AM 540.
Continue on the Peter B. Collins Show. We're talking with Aldis Tyler from nonstopradio.com. They work to support progressive talk, to keep it alive where it's threatened, and to expand it where it hasn't yet been nurtured. If you have a comment or a question, you can join us right now, toll free at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. Aldis, I'm looking at your website, and one community that you could take off your watch list is Santa Cruz, California, because the Peter B. Collins Show is heard on a station in Monterey, KRXA, that also covers Santa Cruz, and KRXA features Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, yours truly, and some great local programming on the weekends. So,
well, now that's very interesting, because, you see, I got the notification just last month that, just the last week or two, that if it wasn't KRXA, then it was another one in Santa Cruz that is scheduled to go dark within the month.
Well, you're correct. There was a station, it's actually in Watsonville, that had been carrying a couple of the Air America programs, and they were unsuccessful, and they dropped out in at the end of October, I believe. But there is a surviving great progressive radio station in the area.
Well, I understand. I know about the one in October. This was a different one, and KRXA is sounding pretty familiar. I would have to look through my notes really quickly to find it, and sadly...
Yeah, well, why don't you drop me an email later, and we can work through that.
I certainly shall. If it is a different one than you've heard of, I think you'd be interested to know. And I do understand why that was surprising to you, because it certainly shocked me when I saw Santa Cruz come up.
Now, one of the other areas that doesn't show up on your watch list, and I've been contacted a couple of times by people from Atlanta, and they've been working a similar approach, maybe even using some of your tips, to try to develop advertiser support and in turn persuade a local radio station to reconnect with progressive talk, either through Air America or other resources. Do you know the status in Atlanta right now?
It's interesting you should bring that up. While I was at the conference, I was going back and forth an email with the person who originally headed up the Coalition to Save Air Atlanta, is how they put it. And I was asking them if they would mind restarting the fight, if I could get them reinterested. And frankly, they sounded fairly defeated now. The good news is I think I was able to pep talk them back to it. And this comes back to what I said about Jesse Jackson at the conference, where he'd said, one man alone can fight a certain amount of time until he gets tired and he drops exhausted. But two men back-to-back can fight their way through a mob. This is an important point because, Peter, I'll be number two. All I need is one person in each market who gives a damn about those stations to contact me. I will be the other person. I will have their back, and we'll make sure that project gets moving.
And, Aldous, how do you support yourself? How do you support Nonstop Radio?
Well, Nonstop Radio is entirely donation-supported by people who care about progressive talk radio and want to see it not only survive but flourish. They understand what I'm up to. They understand what Nonstop Radio is all about, and they give towards it, which is really the only way it could be at the conference. People have been generous, and I hate to say that that's what I'm counting on, but it is. We're not backed by any kind of George Soros or big money, but on the other hand, what we are backed with comes in and comes in when needed, and so I would definitely ask anybody out there who would even slightly consider it, that's what you should do. Basically, we accept PayPal on the site, or you can drop a check to our P.O. box.
I saw that. Nonstopradio.com is the site, and on the lower left of the homepage, you'll find the opportunity to support their efforts. And where do you see this going next, Aldous? What are your targets?
Well, honestly, Peter, right now we have a list on the bottom of the first page there, the main page, of markets for which I don't have grassroots solidified yet for.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, I am talking to a few people, but they haven't put together what's needed for me to actually link to them.
Well, why don't you mention those cities, because we have a disparate web audience. I don't know where everybody is, but some of them might be in those target communities.
Certainly. All right. Everybody, if you are listening in these markets or know someone who is, who cares about progressive talk, tell them to go to nonstopradio.com. These markets are Little Rock, Arkansas, Santa Cruz, California. We'll talk about that one.
Mm-hmm.
The Quad Cities of Iowa and Illinois.
Right. Moline Davenport, right?
Exactly. Baton Rouge, Louisiana. New Orleans, Louisiana. Binghamton, New
right.
York. I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo or Niagara Falls, New York. You have one that went off, and your other one, which currently carries Schultz and Miller, is in jeopardy. Please,
I didn't know that in Buffalo, huh?
It is in jeopardy.
And that's an intercom station.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Albany, Oregon, recently went to country music, I was informed. They said that they can pick up things from Salem, but they'd like their station back. So I'm working with them at the moment. However, if anybody from Albany wants to fight for that, contact me.
Okay.
San Antonio, Texas.
Wait a minute. The hometown of Clear Channel doesn't have a progressive talk station?
Interesting how that works, isn't it?
Yeah.
However, the point is that if you'd really like to annoy the people who bring you Clear Channel, right in their backyard, contact me. San Antonio, we're here.
Mm-hmm.
And then Huntington, West Virginia is another one that I'm aware of that needs a little help there. Now, we already have efforts in Columbus, Boston, Dallas, Cincinnati, and Missoula, Montana,
mm-hmm.
that I have links up to the site. You can go right there, contact them, and get going. And actually, one last point to bring up about Nonstop Radio, Peter, is that it was designed specifically because I know activists aren't rich. Most times they can barely afford to spend the time to set up a free Yahoo group or a free thepetitionsite.com petition. What I wanted to do was make it so that even though they would have these web addresses that are 30 or 40 syllables long, they could still promote them by getting, for example, a phone call into a show like yours, for example, and they'd be able to say, go to nonstopradio.com and click on Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much easier than trying to give out some incredibly wildly long Yahoo group, for example.
Right. Well, Aldous, I want to thank you for your work. I really appreciate the enthusiasm that you bring to this. You've got at least one victory that you can notch your belt with there in Madison. And I fully support your efforts, and in some ways it may benefit me down the road. So.
Oh, that's the whole idea, Peter. Basically, the idea is that right now we're looking at conservative to progressive talk being about a 95% to 5% ratio, maybe generously spoken.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, I want to make it at least 50-50. And, sir, that can only benefit you and your listeners.
All right. Thank you, Aldous.
You're welcome, Peter. Thanks for the time.
You bet. Great to talk with you. Aldous Tyler in Madison, Wisconsin. Once again, nonstopradio.com is the website. Thanks for joining us for this hour of the Peter B. Collins Show. You can get more information, links to our archive programs, at peterbcollins.com.
Every Sunday morning at 10, listen to Rock Roller Real Estate. The number one Sunday morning Bay Area real estate show is now on KRXA 540. If you want to learn about investing, 1031 exchanges, buying and selling high-end homes, and where the hottest real estate markets are, this is the show for you. Rock Roller Real Estate, the Bay Area's number one Sunday morning real estate show, now covering the Central Coast. For more information on how to become a guest, call 408-892-3376. Rock Roller Real Estate.
People are talking about the show. Weekday mornings 9 to 10 on KRXA 540. Does it really suck less?
You guys are, in many ways, so self-referential that it doesn't let a guy like me feel like he can be part of the conversation.
We try not to be too self-referential, and we'll try to catch ourselves. I appreciate your call.
I wish I knew what that meant.
I wish I knew what that meant. Okay. But you're sucking less than you used to.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Senators line up to challenge President Bush.
Some of us feel that the course that the president announced Wednesday was not the appropriate course.
And on domestic surveillance,
the Bush administration makes a major concession.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. The Senate could soon go on record against the Bush administration's new strategy in Iraq. There's agreement on a non-binding resolution that opposes the troop buildup and calls for an expedited transfer of responsibility to the Iraqis. Democrats Joe Biden and Carl Levin were joined by Republican Chuck Hagel.
This was not an initiative by the Democrats to get me. I remind you again, I don't know of anyone who has been clear on this position and this issue than me.
I'm Mark Knoller at the White House. It'll add insult to injury to President Bush if many Republicans go along with the Democrat resolution against his Iraq strategy. So the White House is reaching out to GOP members of the House and Senate.
They've got questions and they have concerns. The president wants to hear them. He wants to address whatever concerns they have.
But at the same time, spokesman Tony Snow says a resolution won't change Mr. Bush's mind.
At this point, the president has obligations as commander-in-chief, and he will go ahead and execute them.
Snow says those opposed to the Bush strategy should put forward an alternative.
Now this.
Hey, I'm here with the Tuttles from TLC's American Chopper.
Hey, this is Mike.
Paul Sr.
Paul Jr.
So, hey, Polly, I hear you're gearing up for a new season now on TLC, the Learning Channel.
What was,
and
what
he asked me a question.
Why do you do stupid things?
Hey, Doc, can you tell me about the new network, TLC?
Hey, I know. Who does more?
What about the new shop?
I think you're delusional.
You're an idiot.
And I'd like to thank everybody.
Shut up.
Oh, okay. Hey, all right, guys, thanks for coming in. Hey, everybody, don't forget, American Chopper premieres tomorrow night at 9, 8 Central, only on TLC.
new on DVD.
Out of the 39,000 men and women who make up the United States Coast Guard, there are only 280 rescue swimmers.
No matter what happens out there, you stay together.
For these real heroes, the harder the sacrifice, the greater the reward.
I want to go!
Kevin Costner, Ashton Kutcher, The Guardian, including an alternate ending. Owned on DVD and Blu-ray disc, January 23rd. Bonus material not rated. Rated PG-13 for intense sequences of action, peril, brief strong language, and some sensuality.
Faced with the new Democratic majority in Congress, the Bush administration has decided to let judges oversee its domestic electronic surveillance of people with suspected terrorist ties. CBS News reporter Stephanie Lambidakis has the story.
For the past year, the administration has strongly opposed calls to have their surveillance program placed under the supervision of an independent court, arguing that the president has the power to order the eavesdropping without a warrant. But with pressure mounting from critics, the attorney general announced the about-face, saying the existing rules are being dropped and that a secret court is already approving warrants, adding that the discussions have been going on for 2 years. The change, however, comes less than 1 day before the attorney general faces sharp questioning on Capitol Hill.
Senator Edward Kennedy is among those who've been delayed at airports because his name appears on the government's no-fly lists. Today, the Department of Homeland Security announced a one-step program that will allow people with no criminal or terrorist connections to clear their names. You don't often hear the words cancer and good news in the same sentence, but that's the case. Newly released figures from 2004 show cancer deaths fell significantly for the second year in a row. Dr. Alicia Port, a breast cancer surgeon at Memorial Sloan Kettering Hospital in New York, says there are two reasons.
Number one, early detection methods becoming more penetrant and becoming more widely used. And the second thing is obviously improved treatments. There are wonderful new exciting chemotherapeutic agents and hormonal agents.
Speaking of breast cancer, a new study confirms that density is a risk factor. It found that women with very dense breasts were 5 times more likely to develop cancer than women whose breasts are mostly fatty tissue. CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula reports more charges have been filed against the man at the center of the missing boys case.
Authorities here in Washington County, Missouri, about an hour and a half southwest of St. Louis, have charged 41-year-old Michael Devlin with kidnapping Sean Hornbeck in October of 2002. They've also charged Devlin with a weapons charge. They claim that once he allegedly kidnapped this boy, he held him at gunpoint and left the county.
He was already charged in the kidnapping last week of 13-year-old Ben Ownby. And investigators consider Devlin their most viable lead in the 1991 disappearance of a boy who's never been found. According to audience members at today's taping of the Oprah Winfrey Show, Sean Hornbeck was in the audience and told Winfrey on a video clip that was shown that he was terrified in captivity and prayed his parents would find him. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When you purchase my new 8-pound Orrick XL upright vacuum, you also get a great gift. For everything above the floor, I'll give you my Orrick Super Compact Canister. It's so powerful it'll pick up a bowling ball. Try them free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. After all, why settle for one vacuum? With Orrick, you can get two. 1-800-989-4200.
Just kick back for the moment. Let your worries drift away, cause here we're living for today. Let's go out back tonight.
Let go of the day. Go out back tonight, where fresh R.D. Turner is seasoned, seared, and served on a batter crisp remain. Start the new year fresh. Leave your worries at the door.
Let's go out back tonight.
Tonight, let go.
Life will still be there tomorrow.
Go out back.
Live from the left coast, the Peter B. Collins Show continues. It's 6 minutes after the hour. Coming up later this hour, it's our weekly visit with Larissa Alexandrovna, managing news editor from RawStory.com. It's been way on top of the story related to Iran and the U.S. military intentions toward that nation. And we'll get the latest from Larissa in about a half an hour. We had expected to be able to connect with Medea Benjamin about right now. You may know Medea Benjamin is one of the co-founders of Code Pink for Peace and Global Exchange based in San Francisco. And she led a delegation, including Cindy Sheehan and Colonel Ann Wright and others, to Cuba. And they went to the gates of the Guantanamo Bay prison complex, where they had a vigil and a protest. And this was to mark the fifth anniversary of the opening of Guantanamo as the super max security prison offshore, like an Enron account, and outside the reach, the Bush administration thought, of the U.S. court system. And I think it is really one of the most shameful institutions established by this presidency, and I hope that it will be shut down as soon as we can possibly make that happen. Doesn't look like we're going to be able to talk to Medea today. Our information was that she had returned to the United States from Cuba, but we can't find her at her office, and she's not picking up on her cell phone. We just have to hope that she hasn't been arrested again for some sort of protest effort. And that's your opportunity to call in and talk with me. We've got lines available. We can talk about anything that's on your mind. 888-5-PETER-B is my toll-free number. If you want to talk about the media reform issues that we discussed in the preceding hour, I welcome your call. You can talk about anything else that's in the news. We have a very interesting development with legislation co-sponsored by Republican Chuck Hagel and Democrats Carl Levin and Joe Biden in Washington. Unfortunately, it's still a non-binding resolution, but it would force many Republicans to define themselves on the issue of escalating the war in Iraq. So I think that's an important development in the news today. There's also another issue that I was saving for the Free Speech Zone, but I'll bring it up now. And this first came to me in an email from a listener, Mackenzie. Mackenzie, thank you for passing this information along. And the New York Times published a story about it as well today. The Bush administration, through the Justice Department, which is now headed by crony Alberto Gonzalez, an old friend of W's from Texas, they have been firing U.S. attorneys across the country. Senator Dianne Feinstein of California picked up on this and made some comments on the Senate floor yesterday. For example, Carol Lamb, the top federal prosecutor in San Diego, who led the corruption prosecution of Randy Duke Cunningham, now behind bars, former congressman, knee-deep in bribery and all sorts of chicanery, including earmarks for favored defense contractors. Well, Carol Lamb has been squeezed out of her post. She has been dismissed by Alberto Gonzalez. Kevin Ryan, the U.S. attorney in San Francisco, is reportedly being pushed out. He issued a resignation statement today without identifying exactly why he's leaving or where he's going. And so this is the, you know, the early salvo of an issue that could have grave concern. Because why does Bush need to pack the roles of prosecutors around this country? And why does he need to dismiss those who have been straight shooters and who have taken on high-profile cases like the Duke Cunningham case? I don't have the answer, but I'm raising the question. And again, I thank listener Mackenzie for bringing that to our attention. 888-5-PETER-B. It's great when we give out the number and people line up on the telephone. We've got Richard from Santa Cruz. Richard, thanks for your call. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Peter B. I enjoyed listening to you. I was my yesterday on the news on a couple of channels, the on Joe Scarborough and the other individual that's on there. I can't think of his name.
Chris Matthews, the interrupter?
Olbery or?
Olbermann.
Yeah, Olbermann.
Keith Olbermann. Yeah.
Anyway, on the Israeli trophy system, have you heard anything on that?
No, tell me.
You're just speaking about Cunningham. This is right down his line of work. Evidently, a Army general has threatened a Navy engineer because the Israelis already have a system that will detect and destroy incoming RPGs that's mounted on a vehicle.
Oh, now I know what you mean. Yeah, keep going.
Okay. So anyway, it seems Raytheon has a contract for one of these very similar units. The only thing is it won't be ready for 10 years, so what they're doing is they're they're putting this contractor in front of the troops.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's all right for Americans to be killed until such time, 10 years from now, when they develop this thing. I think it was something like I could be wrong, but I think it was like a couple hundred $1 billion contract.
Well,
so anyway, the Israelis already have this system. It's about 99% a sure-fired system, but the this army general, like I said, has threatened this naval engineer, and there was a whole segment on it. It was just unbelievable that this guy in the army, this general, is probably going to go right into working for Raytheon after he gets out.
Mm-hmm. Well, the war profiteering under this administration has reached incredible heights. And this is really just another example of favoritism in defense contracting and they are simply ignoring the needs of the military and the security of the United States, while at the same time they profess that everything they do is about making us safer.
And supporting the troops, and they're the party of protecting America. And you know, there's not too long ago, and you don't hear anything about it either, is the flak jackets that mm-hmm. the military have are not the best flak jackets. They were bought from a preferred manufacturer also.
Yeah.
And, you know, somebody's just stuffing their pockets full of money. I mean, it's just, you know, they're stealing trillions and trillions of dollars. It's just amazing.
Now, this is not directly connected, but it's a similar situation where the new Democratic Congress has passed a bill in the House to require competition and price negotiation when the federal government buys prescription drugs under the Medicare plan, Medicare Prescription B, I think it's called. And the people who get their contributions from Big Pharma and who jam through the legislation without any competitive process in the original bill are now trying to say that, it's risky. You know, we're going to end up with drugs that kill people.
Right.
And they fly right past the fact that they are burning our money in order to play favorites with the pharmaceutical industry. And this is another case where you got to examine very carefully the rhetoric of the Republicans, because on this one, they have no leg to stand on, and it doesn't stop them from propounding ridiculous rhetoric. Go ahead.
Yeah, the guy that was just in charge of the FDA that just went to work for one of the pharmaceutical companies right after he got out of office? I mean, how can that be permissible?
Yeah, that's how they do it.
It's a revolving door, you know. A lot of the failures in Iraq is because Bush hired all these 22-year-olds of clients that had given him money, and it was part of the failure
right.
in Iraq.
Yeah, and it was a big failure. Richard, thanks for the call. Now to Todd and Marina. Hello, Todd. You're up. You're back on the air.
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing fine.
You know, you were talking about Progressive Radio and their inability, mainly Air America, and I think they've pigeonholed themselves. I listen to you on 540 KRXA, and at night they're running repeats of Air America,
mm-hmm.
and it's just a liberal Rush Limbaugh to me. I mean, the other night I listened to Randy Rhodes, and in 2 hours she must have said 60 times, they have to put the picture of the troop on the door because he is so badly burned to make it a person. Now, to make that statement, that's cool. But they get an issue, and just as Limbaugh does, they beat you over the head with it. And your show, Tom Hartman, you know, while you have your ideology, you could go on a non-political radio network because a lot of where you start from is either constitutional basis, but it's not all liberal, all far left wing. Mm-hmm. And Air America's problem is, nobody could put them on the radio station unless it was a blatantly left-wing progressive format. And I want to hear debate. I mean, I have my political beliefs, but I don't want to hear somebody over and over and over agreeing exactly with what I say verbatim.
Yeah.
I want to hear a variety of viewpoints, and I want to hear it discussed. And I think that, you know, Air America didn't have an original format. They're trying to mimic one that the conservatives have made successful. But, you know, when the conservatives made theirs, they created out of nothing.
Well,
and it happened to stick.
Todd, you're very astute in your critique. I have never been a part of Air America. I welcomed their arrival as a way to broaden the number of voices that can be heard in talk radio. But they disappointed us in many ways. People promised us a network that was going to be funny and interactive, and Air America is neither. They're in bankruptcy right now. They're trying to come up with a plan to salvage it. I wish them the best. I don't want to see them go off the air. But the comments you made are accurate, and I think that they missed the mark in many ways. And my biggest concern is that the gatekeepers of this industry will say, hey, Air America didn't work. Nothing from the left will work. And that is not true. And that's the effort we have to keep working on. Todd, thanks for your call today. More calls coming up next in just a moment here. We'll take a break and return on the Peter B. Collins Show. KRXA 540, progressive talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz.
Doing business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service now has three locations to serve you better wherever you live. All three locations feature full service, friendly, fast, same-day service, or, in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
we're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Specializing in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for friendly, fast, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service. Now located in Santa Cruz at 1807 Soquel Avenue across from Walgreens, in Soquel Village at Old San Jose Road and Soquel Drive, and now in Aptos Village across the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Call 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service full service.
Every Sunday morning at 10, listen to Rock Roller Real Estate. The number one Sunday morning Bay Area real estate show is now on KRXA 540. If you want to learn about investing, 1031 exchanges, buying and selling high-end homes, and where the hottest real estate markets are, this is the show for you. Rock Roller Real Estate, the Bay Area's number one Sunday morning real estate show, now covering the Central Coast. For more information on how to become a guest, call 408-892-3376. Rock Roller Real Estate.
Attention all KRXA listeners. Are you worried about not having enough money for a truly comfortable retirement? Were you aware that you've had the ability to buy real estate within your individual retirement account without government penalty since 1974? Bet you didn't know that. Only 2% of the U.S. population is even aware of the law. If your IRA had been invested in California real estate 20 years ago, you'd be a multimillionaire today. The retirement specialist will show you how to purchase California property right inside your IRA. They've helped nearly 10,000 people in the last four decades achieve their retirement goals by rolling over their IRAs and 401ks into profitable California real estate. Give them a call at 831-794-8485 to learn more about this underutilized retirement investment. That's 831-794-8485. If you want to achieve financial independence by the time you retire, then call now. There's nothing to lose, only valuable knowledge to gain. Call 831-794-8485 and ask for the retirement specialist.
The days of wine and roses.
12-step talk uncensored.
Laugh and run away.
Saturdays, 4 to 5 p.m.
Like a child.
12-step talk uncensored. It's about time.
Through a meadowland toward a closing.
Let's take a look at your drive in and around the Monterey Bay Area. Traffic this time around is brought to you again by your Genuine Toyota Service Department's Toyota owners. See your Genuine Toyota Service Center for the convenience and value of an Express Lube Plus oil and filter change and a tire rotation, all in under 1 hour. Well, as far as the drive is concerned, watch in the Marina area, northbound Highway 1, just after First Avenue. An accident here, a solo vehicle spin out that had hit the center divide, so CHP is headed out. Doesn't look like serious injuries. Southbound along Highway 1, we're seeing typical slowing now from Monterey into Carmel in pockets. Not really a big problem, just a typical grind. Meanwhile, Highway 17 slow. Highway 85 to the Lexington Reservoir. Good part is it's not really bad yet from the summit into Santa Cruz, so enjoy that ride. Meanwhile, a crash in Watsonville, a vehicle fire actually, southbound Highway 1 at Highway 129, fully engulfed, and we're waiting on the fire department to head out and deal with it. I'm Alex Daly. That's your traffic on KRXA 540.
We continue now on the Peter B. Collins Show. This program is produced by Matt Renner, and Matt's not with us today. He is just coming out of surgery. Had some short-notice surgery for a hernia problem. And we expect Matt will be back with us next week. Liz Curtis is sitting in today and answering the phone. If you want to join us, toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B. Larissa Alexandrovna will join us in about 10 minutes, and then it's the Free Speech Zone in our third and final hour of the PBC show, per usual. Up next, we go to our caller in California, David. Welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hi.
Hi, David.
You guys doing okay today?
I'm doing okay. Yeah, I didn't have surgery. Matt, I'm not sure about.
Yeah. I have a couple points I want to bring up and have you all talk about or whatever.
All right.
I'd like to see something done with somehow with involving more of the countries of the Middle East and actually the world to come to some kind of resolution or solution politically or at least a debate on what needs to be done over in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think our State Department is doing near enough to what they could be doing over there.
Well, David, you should be one of the extra members of the Baker-Hamilton Commission because that's the advice they gave this president, and he has completely ignored it. He said talk to Syria and Iran and get the neighbors to start working on these issues.
Well, I think it should be done that way. I think not only Syria and Iran, but I think the other countries in that general vicinity over there. There's a lot more political cloud over in that area than just Syria and Iran.
Well, you're right. Now, this week, the Saudis have announced that they are prepared to send about 20,000 troops into Iraq. And in the big picture, I'd like to see the Saudis get more involved if it's done right. But if they end up freelancing and they go in there and support Sunnis, it could simply, expand the problem, not really bring any peacekeeping muscle to the ground there in Iraq. So we have to be careful because if these things are done as kind of independent or, as I said, freelance efforts, it could be very hard for us and or the Iraqis to control them once they get into the country. David, thanks for your call. I appreciate your comment today. Now to Deborah in Phoenix. Hello, Deborah.
Hi, Peter B.
How's it going?
Fine. About three callers ago, he said something talking about military technology, new technology.
Mm-hmm.
What was that blurb? I think it was last week on one of the major news stations about a tank. Is this the technology he was talking about that could deflect bombs?
I don't know the specifics of it.
And it passed all the tests, and for some reason the military isn't developing it?
Well, it's been developed in Israel. And they have a working model of it. They may even have deployed it in the Israeli military. But the U.S. is resisting buying
right.
it or licensing it because there's one of their favorite contractors who has it in the pipeline and is going to have it ready for us in about 10 years.
Well, you know, when I saw that on TV, I thought, do you think they're possibly developing this new military technology that they're holding for when we invade Iran to help, supplement the low number of troops that we have?
I don't know. First of all, it's ridiculous
that's
to imagine
people,
attacking
I don't
Iran.
Put anything past him.
Right. It's ridiculous for him to think about attacking Iran and figure that we can sustain the response. Secondly, if he's planning to invade Iran, somebody ought to put him in touch with Jimmy Carter, who attempted to rescue the hostages with an invasion
right.
in about 1979. And
right.
that is not an easy country to invade. And given they're much stronger militarily and much more unified than Iraq, This is something we should not attempt, but you're right. It appears that's something Bush wants to attempt.
I know. I keep thinking that logically it makes no sense.
Yeah.
But then look at the situation we're in right now, and that makes no sense either. That's what's so scary.
Well, and he wants to build on that success. Thank you, Deborah. I appreciate the call. Now to Nancy in Phoenix. Hello, Nancy. You're on
Hello,
the Peter B. Collins
Peter
Show.
Hi. Yeah, I think it's Raytheon is the company that we're holding off saving the lives of our soldiers so that they can have more money in their pocket. It's amazing to me. We cannot even secure the road from the Green Zone to the Baghdad airport.
That's right.
How in the hell are we going to invade Iran and be successful? And maybe Syria. I mean, it is so beyond the pale. We do not have the troops. And this is a little bit disturbing to me, knowing that Afghanistan is deteriorating before our very eyes. One of the brigades that is going to Iraq out of the 21,500 troops is from Afghanistan.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Isn't that one? Do you remember Osama? Remember him?
Yeah. He's there somewhere.
Somewhere, but we're going to deplete and cut and run? Is that what we're going to do, cut and run from Afghanistan, which is where Al-Qaeda was training?
No, we're redeploying.
Ah. Oh, I see. Well, if they do it, that's what you call it. It's redeploying.
John Murtha has suggested redeployment, and that's cut and run, but when Bush does it, it's just redeployment.
Yes. It is also upside down.
Yeah, and we have Defense Secretary Gates in Afghanistan now saying that we probably need more troops there. And while I don't want to send any more troops anywhere, we have, diverted efforts from Afghanistan, and we are in danger.
$100 million.
We're in danger of losing control there as well.
Mm-hmm.
I got to run to a break here. Thanks for your call today. 888-5 Peter B. We're going to be joined by Larissa Alexandrovna to talk more about the threat for Iran. And we'll be taking more of your calls next hour in the Free Speech Zone. You're listening to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
Oh, Barack, I hope you enjoy this moment. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Certainly didn't expect to find myself in this position a year ago.
Barack Obama has joined the age of exploration. But there is a big difference between Senator Obama and the other presidential explorers. Senator Obama is, and I don't know any other way to say this, he is perfect. With a black father from Kenya and a white mother from Wichita, he embodies diversity. He isn't afraid to talk about God. He was against the war from the beginning. He's an excellent speaker. He draws adoring crowds. He has two bestsellers. Oprah loves him. And he is sick of politics as usual.
Our leaders in Washington seem incapable of working together in a practical, common sense way.
It feels like a planetary alignment. In fact, he is so perfect that admitting he used cocaine as a kid only makes him more perfect because it shows how truthful he is. Even the fact that he made his announcement on the web was hailed as a groundbreaking move, a perfect way to reach out to the online generation.
And that's why I want to tell you first that I'll be filing.
I just hope he enjoys this moment because it's not going to get any better than this. Starting now, the scrutiny and the reality sets in. Reality check number one, the big draw for the online generation today isn't Barack Obama. Today's big hit on YouTube with about 2 million views is a teacher who can draw a perfect freehand circle.
This is something I do in my spare time.
Oh, a perfect circle.
The teacher is truly incredible, by the way. I have never seen a circle quite that
perfect. Now this.
Okay. The question before the court is this. Who exactly eliminated the middleman? All right, we'll come clean. GEICO is guilty as charged. Yes, we did away with him, and we'd do it again. After all, when GEICO gives you the same great service as the other guys and could save you hundreds on your car insurance, getting rid of the middleman isn't really a crime. It's more of a public service.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
In response to rising interest rates, Victor Munoz of Creative Mortgage in Salinas offers the following advice to homeowners with variable rate loans. Don't panic or overreact. If you feel trapped in a frightening squeeze, first analyze your situation calmly, then take the best action available. There are so many types of loans, one is very likely to meet your particular needs. For a free consultation with Victor Munoz at Creative Mortgage, call 757-0436. Let Victor share with you the knowledge that he has built up over many years in the mortgage industry. Call Victor at 757-0436 today.
The healthcare system is broken. That doesn't mean you have to be. Capitola Physical Therapy helps you return to the level of function you need with skilled personal attention. Whether it's golf, tennis, walking, or simply getting out of bed and maintaining your balance, Capitola Physical Therapy understands, cares, and knows how to help. Call Capitola Physical Therapy at 475-1200. That's 475-1200.
We continue now on the Peter B. Collins Show, 33 minutes after the hour. Lots to talk about today here on the Peter B. Collins Show. My lines are open for you, 888-5-PETER-B. And sometimes this happens in talk radio. We make very careful plans, but things don't always work out that way. We're trying to reach Larissa Alexandrovna right now for our weekly briefing. And as soon as she checks in, we'll get her on the air. In the meantime, we've got some callers who are kind enough to join us. We've got Rich in New Jersey. Hello, Rich. You're on the air.
Hi, Peter.
How you doing tonight?
All right. You know, I want to tell you, I was looking forward to hearing what Miss Larissa Alexandrovna have to say about Iran. That wasn't the reason why I originally called, but I am looking forward to hearing what she has to say, because I personally believe if I hear anything from her other than that we will definitely be going to war with Iran very shortly, I'd be shocked and surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Because especially after what happened with the invasion of the Iranian consulate in Erbil, in Kurdistan the other day.
Erbil, uh-huh.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that was an act of war,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure that the Iranians see it as such, although they're playing it close to the vest and looking at it that way right at the moment.
Well, Rich, as it happens, we have connected with Larissa. We'll put her on after your call, and if you'd like to stay on hold and come back to ask about Iran, I'd be happy to do that.
I would love to.
But you mentioned that there was another topic you wanted to talk about.
Well, I just want to briefly mention a couple of calls ago. The reason why I called, first of all, I discovered you after what happened with Mike Malloy,
mm-hmm.
getting going over to Nova M Radio after being unceremoniously booted off the air with Air America, but I was a little upset with the tone and tenor. I got to tell you, I really disagree with you about and some of your calls about Air America. I think Air America, with all its current problems and with some of the bad things I've seen it do, like getting rid of Mike Malloy, for example,
mm-hmm.
you got to remember, okay, I'm not a big fan of Al Franken, okay, but right now he is the only progressive voice that our men and women over in the Middle East are hearing right now. Okay,
well, no,
an hour a day.
Ed Schultz is also distributed on Armed Forces Radio now.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. But Al Franken really is the strong foundation. I'm not a big fan of Al Franken. But, you know, Air America Radio is still on 77 stations network-wide, so you can hardly say it's a failure. I know they're having a lot of problems, but let's not do the work of the right wing and put them in the ground already, because that's what mm-hmm. that's what the right wing wants to do. That's what Bill O'Reilly in particular has been doing for 2 years now.
Well, Rich, there's some issues here. First of all,
yeah.
I like to point out to people that you are welcome to like or dislike me, Al Franken, Randy Rhodes, Sam Cedar, Tom Hartman, anybody else who you hear on the radio. But we can all be grateful that as compared with 3 years ago, we have choices, we have options, and we can listen to a progressive and actually say, I'm not so fond of that person. So that, to me, is a net gain. that we have more voices in the media, more who are not right-wingers, than we did just a few years ago.
Absolutely.
Specifically to Air America, there are a number of problems here. One is that the business model that they pursued was deeply flawed.
Absolutely.
And they have burned through $60 million and don't have a lot to show for it. They made a lot of bad decisions, and I won't get inside baseball with you, but in the way they set it up, the fact that they didn't buy any radio stations or hold any real control over their broadcast outlets made it very difficult for them to function as a true network. And they compounded by that, in my view, by not really delivering. And, you know, Al Franken's been on the air for 2 years, and his ratings have not really moved up to the level that people had expected. And that's why some of these stations have dropped either the format or some of these programs. And my concern is that I don't want to be lumped together with the failure part of Air America. And that's what the right wing is trying to do. They're trying to say that since Air America's in bankruptcy, all progressive talk is a non-starter and, you know, is not going to succeed. And so that's what I'm trying to split off here. I'm not interested in driving any nail into anybody's coffin.
I
want Air America to survive. But based on what we know right now, that's a long shot. And so we've got to look at what is next and who can help advance the cause of progressive talk radio in this country. And that's why I'm here. That's what we're trying to do.
Well, I appreciate you being here. It's because you follow Randy Rose and you're before Mike Malloy that I've been listening to you. And I actually enjoy your broadcasts. They're very good, very progressive, and very forward-thinking. And I do believe that Air America will survive.
Great.
I don't think the people that are on air right now are responsible for the problems they've been having.
No, I certainly agree with that.
And all the names you mentioned are good, strong, solid, progressive voices.
Mm-hmm.
And even if Air America falls through the cracks, I agree with you. I think they'll surface someplace else because I really believe that progressive radio is here to stay now.
Great. Rich, now I'm going to put you back on hold, and after the next break, I'll bring you back and you can ask Larissa a question.
Thanks
okay?
a lot, Peter.
You bet. All right. Good to have you listening. And now, where's my drum roll? Larissa Alexandrovna joins us live from somewhere in Florida. Hello, Larissa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay today. We're a couple of cylinders down because Matt Renner had some surgery this afternoon.
Yes, I heard, but he seems fine.
That's what we hear. So, you know, we're bullish, but you know, we're without Matt here, it's just not the same.
Oh, I know. It'll be okay. He'll be back soon.
Yes, indeed. And how are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I was waiting. You guys were kind of late. But we finally got a hold of one another.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry for the confusion. It's probably my fault. So
it's exactly your fault.
Good. Well, I'll be like Bush, and I'll take indirect responsibility for it while blaming other people.
Mm. That would be about right.
Yeah. Well, Larissa, many eyes and ears are focused on the situation with Iran.
And finally.
Yes. It's interesting. Chris Matthews appears to have been the victim of a confidential presidential briefing right before the big speech a week ago Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And he and Tim Russert came away very concerned about the Bush administration's posture toward Iran. And apparently we're told that we know things that we can't tell you that really scare us big time.
Right, which is nothing new, but if, you know, I think anyone who's listened to your show regularly and who's read me regularly or Cy Hirsch regularly knows that this thing has been well in the works, and the intelligence they have on it is cooked. There's no question.
Mm-hmm.
They've tried to spin it any number of ways, but I think the new talking points are geared more toward we're losing in Iraq because of Iran, because they can't seem to get liftoff for the propaganda regarding WMDs.
Mm-hmm.
They've tried, I mean, if you remember in March of last year when things were coming to a head and they were trying to push for direct military intervention, they just couldn't convince the National Security Council that there was any sort of advanced program that was threatening to the West or to Iran's neighbors. So things had to be pushed back. I think they wanted to wait till after the midterms to reinstate the propaganda. But I think more interestingly is that the other things that we're seeing, and that's the arming of the Gulf nations. Essentially, we're selling arms to Saudi Arabia, Iran, all of those various countries, the Arab Emirates, all of those.
And we're going to sell them the false sense of security with Patriot missile systems, and that, of course, suggests that missiles are going to fly.
Well, and that's the thing. We don't even know what we're what these guys are selling them. They got no approval from anyone to make these transactions. You know, it's like Iran-Contra. The other thing is we've supplied nuclear materials to at least Israel, because we know Israel is making the claims that it will use unconventional weapons. The other issue is that we've sent carriers over, just as I had said would happen, and is happening exactly that way. And the Pentagon, who initially had denied it, is now saying via its leadership, the Secretary of Defense, Gates, actually admitted, yes, we're sending a message to Iran. The reality is if they're sending a message, it's overkill. Given the other activities, that is the movements of the Turkish army, the Israeli training, the fighters being trained or having training exercises, and the freezing of assets for Iran via the European countries, mm-hmm. all of this together is a very serious confirmation that this thing is going to happen soon.
Larissa, our caller, who you may have heard as you were on hold, referenced the U.S. assault on an Iranian office building in Erbil in northern Iraq last week.
It was a consulate.
Well, I described it as an office building on purpose because that is the way it's been framed by the Bush administration.
Right.
But Iran claims it as a consulate or an extension of their consulate. As I understand, the purpose of that facility mm-hmm. is to give visas to people who want to exit Iraq for Iran.
Right. Well, I mean, it's a consulate. That's what it is. I know that the mainstream tends to play with words, and they're trying to because really, if they do admit that it is a consulate, then we'd have to admit that we've declared war formally on Iran.
Well, we've at least violated diplomatic protocols.
Well, attacking a consulate is declaring war in most circles. I mean, everyone I've talked to said it's tantamount to a declaration of war.
Mm-hmm.
So calling it an office building, I guess, lessens that. But we didn't do just that. If we go back to my initial report early last year that we were running a terrorist organization to assassinate Iranian officials, and we had a death toll in March of 2003 of 22, including a governor. I would argue that that is already an indication that we are at war. I mean, I don't know how much of a formal declaration we need when we're already taking out government officials. But no, that was a consulate, and the people fleeing the consulate were then arrested at the airport.
Right.
And anyone who follows Iran and how they operate and whatnot has to know that Iran wouldn't be stupid enough to, as we tend to do, run spies out of our consulates. It's too obvious.
Well, and we are now holding embassy hostages.
Yeah, it's an Iran. it's amazing inversion of the Iran hostage crisis, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have kidnapped diplomats and we're holding them hostage.
Well, and we ought to have a little sensitivity about that.
I don't think we, as in this administration, has any interest in anything other than regime change.
Mm-hmm.
And so, this thing is going to be, you know, everyone I've talked to is in panic mode. With the second carrier that the president mentioned, with the president's direct mention of Iran in his speech, with the the rise in the planting of stories of this, these nuclear weapons that Iran does not have, incidentally, all of this is very alarming. They've, you know, it was progressing sort of two steps forward, one step back, and really since Saddam's execution, it's sort of the volume has been turned up very high. It's very alarming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the volume has been turned up on really bad Twisted Sister songs. That's what they like to play for the detainees at Gitmo and other places around the world. We're going to take a break and return with Larissa Alexandrovna. She's managing news editor at rawstory.com. She blogs at largely.com, and she writes for the Huffington Post, too. We'll continue. If you have a question or comment, join us toll-free, 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. It's the Peter B. Collins Show.
You're listening to KRXA 540.
This is Laura Pruneta of Pruneta Real Estate Advisors. As your licensed real estate broker, our mission at Pruneta Real Estate Advisors is excellence and contribution, and our only concern is to promote and protect your interests. Quite simply, if the best result for you means no deal for us, we will immediately tell you. Selling but concerned about tax consequences? As a CPA, I can advise you of the implications of any capital gain. Seeking income-producing property? With a Stanford engineering degree, I have developed cash flow analysis to evaluate various opportunities. If you're buying a home, my promise is to help you find your dream house under the most favorable terms. We at Pruneta Real Estate Advisors are dedicated to our community. We will contribute $250 out of every local transaction to the school of your choice. I am Laura Pruneta of Pruneta Real Estate Advisors. Call me at 753-5310. That's 753-5310. Stop by 1271 North Davis Road in Salinas, across from Applebee's, or browse to prunetarealestate.com.
Hi, this is Scott Dick, your host of the Tasty Planet Radio Show. Every Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m., I explore the world of food, wine, and travel across the U.S. and around the world. I interview authors, chefs, winemakers, restaurateurs, brewers, and others that make our world so delicious. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. for tasty new shows, or visit the Tasty Planet on the web by going to www.tastyplanet.org. Listen in and have a good appetite.
This is Frank Don. On Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. here on KRXA 540 a.m., join me for Frank Don's Astrology Hour, a live call-in program to discuss astrology, the astrology of the world, and your own personal astrology. Let me answer your questions, and let me teach you how astrology can help you make better life choices. Here on KRXA 540 a.m. from 7 to 8 every Sunday evening, join me for Frank Don's Astrology Hour.
Let's take a look at your driving home in and around the Monterey Bay area. Things going on in Marina still. Northbound Highway 1 after 1st Avenue. This accident involved a solo vehicle that hit the center divide. Now, the crash has been cleared, but looks like there's debris still in lanes of traffic on the left-hand side. So keep that in mind. Maybe stay to the right to avoid it. Let's take a look at some slow traffic. Eastbound Highway 152, a little heavy in pockets between Watsonville and Gilroy. Also, both eastbound and westbound Highway 156, slow from Castroville to San Juan Bautista, again in pockets, not a solid stretch. As far as vehicle fire is concerned in Watsonville, it is out, so that's great news. Southbound 1, right at Highway 129, it's off to the right-hand shoulder. This look brought to you by your Genuine Toyota Service Department's Toyota owners. See your Genuine Toyota Service Center for convenience and value of an Express Lube Plus oil and filter change and tire rotation in under 1 hour. I'm Alex Daly with traffic on KRXA 540.
We continue now on the Peter B. Collins Show, 9 minutes away from the hour. And our guest is still Larissa Alexandrovna. RawStory.com is where you can read her work, among other spots on the web. And we're rejoined by Rich from New Jersey, as promised. Hello, Rich. You're back on the air.
Hey, Peter. Larissa Alexandrovna, thank you for painting a perfect nightmare scenario for me, like I was talking to Peter before you came on the line. I do concur with you that invading that consulate was a declaration of war. And I think what I want to ask you a question here about China's response to this.
Mm-hmm. I believe that what China is going to do in retaliation, because they get a lot of their oil from Iran, mm-hmm. is they're going to dump our debt, the debt they have, they're holding on us, the billions of dollars of our debt, they're going to dump it on the open currency exchange market.
It's a trillion.
Euros.
It's possible. People have said that that's a good possibility. But at the same time, because they have so much of an investment, it would devalue their own investment, obviously. But, yeah, it's a possibility. I'm not as interested in China's reaction as I am in Russia's reaction.
That was my concern, too, that Russia would invade Kurdistan to get oil.
No, Russia will simply supply Iran with, thus far, weapons it did not have.
So the whole thing is going to be... So the whole thing will be escalated, and Bush is looking for this. Can you factor in the evangelical part of the equation here, that he's actually pushing for Armageddon at this point?
No, I mean, I can't say that that's the truth, because in reality, the person pushing for this is Dick Cheney, and he's hardly an evangelical Christian. He is a corporatist and a neoconservative. And what he's pushing for, in reality, I don't know his motivation. You know, some people I've talked to have basically said he's insane. Other people have said he and his team basically believe that they can recreate the Middle East in any way they want to, and by doing so that they'll have... the U.S. will have control of the resources in the region. There's really no way of knowing what his motivation is. But Bush isn't driving this ship. He was very interested in Iraq. That was his baby. But Iran is Dick Cheney all the way.
All right, Rich, thank you for joining
Thanks
us.
So
and
much.
Rich, I want you to go check out Larissa's blog at largely.com. There's some powerful information there.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Have a good night.
You bet. Good to hear from you. And Larissa, as I referenced that, you have posted on your blog some material from the Nelson Report.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Chris Nelson?
Well, actually, I posted it from Steve Clemens' website.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an expert on foreign relations, very well regarded. Nelson is himself an expert on military strategy. And what this discusses basically is the movement of carriers, what I had mentioned earlier, into the region. And also it describes the activities of Iran's attempts to advance their enrichment program and the issues and failures surrounding that. Basically saying, look, they're not a threat, but
yeah.
Here come the
carriers. Well, and this, is, I think, is an important antidote. The president has a charm offensive underway. He was on the NewsHour on PBS last night. Jim Lehrer was a gentleman, but did ask him some very direct questions.
Oh, and the cracked versus the the egg scenario?
Yeah. And
good
Bush
Lord.
Bush was very clearly on the defensive. He was rambling at great length. He
right.
was answering questions that had not been asked. He was dodging the questions that were asked. And most importantly, he painted a doomsday scenario,
mm-hmm.
which, of course, skips over how we got into Iraq and how we created that mess. But he basically says if we leave Iraq, it's going to create this power vacuum, and that our enemies will hurt us with, by blackmailing us over oil and threatening us with nuclear weapons. And
well,
he's trying to paint this very dire and imminent threat, and it isn't true.
Well, no, what is true is that we're creating that very scenario and then claiming that as a threat. We're creating a reality that we fear. So when the president is saying, the Shia are aligning with Iran, yet we're empowering the Shia
yes.
in Iraq.
Yes.
Why are we doing this? It's insane. At the same time, we're going to the Saudis and saying, okay, we'll support the Sunnis too. On one hand, we're saying Iran's developing these weapons that it's not. On the other hand, we're selling them aircraft and other weaponry type of systems per the Defense Department contractors. Halliburton is doing business openly with Iran. At the same time, we're saying they're an enemy of the United States. This is so schizophrenic that the doomsday here is that they've created a situation where none existed in order to then claim that situation as a reason for further activities and offensive. It's frightening when you think about it. It reminds me of Plan B, that group that during the first Bush administration, or rather towards the end of Ford, the same group of people who were really churning out this idea that the Soviet Union was getting ready to attack us with nuclear weapons, that it was this major threat.
Sure.
And there was no threat. And so now perhaps they've learned. I don't know. But
well, one of the people responsible for that dog and pony show in the 80s about the Soviet threat is a guy named Robert Gates.
You're right. And, of course, remember, when Gates was selected, everyone said, or rather nominated, everyone said, oh, it's marginalizing Dick Cheney, with the exception of me. And I said, no, it's not. And we find out later that the Cheney's office actually prepped him for the confirmation hearing.
Yeah.
And that he has holdings and sits on boards and does business with Halliburton. So here again you have a corporate relationships that I doubt are going to take a backseat to political disagreements. And, hearing the president describe this doomsday thing only goes to illustrate that they've literally created a threat where there was none in order to then use that threat to justify other things.
Larissa, that's powerful, astute analysis, and I really appreciate it. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. See you next week.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. I'll be in Washington next week. We'll be in touch and set up a schedule. Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, maybe we can
talk about it later.
Maybe we can get to meet. That'd be delightful.
Okay.
All right, Larissa, thanks again.
Okay, bye-bye.
Coming up next, the Free Speed Zone. You want to talk about Iran? You want to talk about Iraq? You want to talk about media reform or anything else? Pick up the phone. Give me a call now. Toll free, 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. You're listening to the Peter B. Collins Show. It's Behind the Wheel, the Consumer New Car Review. I'm Peter B. Collins. This week, I've been behind the wheel of the 2007 Saturn View Green Line, a midsize 5-passenger SUV with hybrid technology. This is a vehicle that General Motors can really brag about, especially the sticker price and operating costs. The power plant features a 2.4-liter four-cylinder gas engine mated with an electric motor generator combo, and a pretty cool gizmo that I don't understand adjusts the mix of gas and electric power for fuel savings. Not only that, my demo's an all-wheel drive and passed our hill climb test with ease. It's roomy inside, has a good accessory package, and attracted many compliments. Test drive the Saturn View before you buy a Honda, Toyota, or Ford hybrid. By the numbers, the 2007 Saturn View Green Line Hybrid gets about 27 miles in the city, 32 on the highway, and stickers in California for about $23,000.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Since it was made public, the Bush administration has defended its domestic surveillance program as necessary and legal. But now, as CBS News White House correspondent Jim Axelrod reports, they've changed their position.
The president said this was, quote, one of the most critical and effective tools in the war on terror. And the administration spent more than a year arguing he had full legal authority to order the warrantless eavesdropping. But we should make the point about this about face that the eavesdropping won't stop at all. It's just that the requests will have to now be monitored by a judge.
One thing is clear, and that's that Bush has folded under pressure from the ACLU and other American citizens who believed that we needed to have court approval before the executive branch could wiretap our phones.
And Beeson is legal director at the ACLU. As President Bush huddled with Republican members of Congress today, at least one of them, Nebraska Senator Chuck Hagel, was joining Democrats in proposing a resolution against the new strategy in Iraq. Foreign Relations Chairman Joe Biden says it's meant to send a message.
That support is not there for the president's policy in Iraq. The sooner he recognizes that reality and acts on it,
better off all of us will be.
Bad idea, says White House spokesman Tony Snow.
What it does is something that no commander-in-chief, I think, would want to have, which is it binds the hands of the commander-in-chief and also the generals, and frankly also the troops on the ground.
The resolution would not be binding, but if enough Republicans support it, it would be a significant rebuke to the president. In 2004, for the second year in a row, cancer deaths declined in this country.
This is not a fluke. I think it actually is a true phenomenon.
Dr. Felice Schnoll-Sussman, a cancer specialist in New York, credits early detection and better treatment. She says we must be doing something right. Trying to take off from Louisville, Kentucky on the morning of August 27th, Comair Flight 5191 crashed and burned because the runway it used was too short. Cockpit voice recordings and transcripts released today suggest the pilots were confused. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato has the story.
Just before dawn, the Comair crew checks in. All's well.
Good morning, Comair 191.
The tower puts them on the right runway, the longer lighted runway 22.
Comair 191, taxi runway 22, 2 minutes.
And the crew acknowledges that instruction. But then there's some confusion. Co-pilot James Polhinke asks about runway 24. There isn't a runway 24. He rolls the plane down the wrong strip, the shorter unlit runway 26, and comments, weird with no lights. Seconds later, the plane crashes. The tower calls the fire department.
Go ahead. This is Lexington Alert 3, west side of the runway.
The crash killed 49 people, everyone on board except the co-pilot. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Comair says the pilots violated a rule against extraneous cockpit conversation. Today on Wall Street, the Dow down 5 points to 12,577. The Nasdaq lost 18. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm Kenny Mayne. Safe, good drivers like Vern here, who switched to Progressive Direct last year, saved hundreds of dollars. So, Vern, what did you do with the savings?
I made my car even safer.
How?
Linked a PA system to my blinker here and...
I plan on turning left. Okay, good times. Progressive rewards good drivers with great savings. You can use those savings to do things like Vern here. Or not. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE today.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations. Rates and potential savings will vary.
Each and every one of us can be infected with influenza, a serious and often deadly infection. In fact, one out of every five Americans will get influenza this season. I'm Dr. Julie Gerberding, Director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and I'd like to encourage everyone who wants to be protected from the flu to get vaccinated this season. This is especially important for people at high risk for influenza-related complications.
A message brought to you by the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Cold weather is ruining California's citrus crop, but if you drink OJ, you might not have much to worry about. CBS News correspondent Peter King has the story from Florida.
You'll probably pay more for orange juice, but not necessarily a lot more.
In California, the vast majority, only almost 80-90% of that product goes to the fresh fruit markets.
Florida Citrus Mutual Executive Director Mike Sparks says Florida oranges make up about 90% of the juice market. He says growers here are empathetic about what's happened in California. Deep freezes nearly destroyed the Florida citrus industry during the 80s, and the state took a huge hit during the 2004 and 5 hurricane seasons. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Early morning frost in Palm Desert, California delayed today's start of the Bob Hope Classic. It was pushed back by 45 minutes to let the courses warm up. The tournament is the third stop on the 2007 PGA Tour. It's attracted 128 golfers, including two-time champ Phil Mickelson. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Hey, I'm here with the Tuttles from TLC's American Chopper.
Hey, this is Mike Paul Sr.
Paul Jr.
So, hey, Polly, I hear you're gearing up for a new season now on TLC, the Learning Channel.
What was,
and
what...
He asked me a question!
Why do you do stupid things
Hey, can you tell me about the new network, TLC?
I know! Who does more?
What about the new shop?
I think you're delusional.
You're an idiot.
And I'd like to thank everybody.
Shut up, Mike.
Okay, hey, all right, guys, thanks for coming in. Hey, everybody, don't forget, American Chopper premieres tomorrow night at 9, 8 Central, only on TLC.
New on DVD.
Out of the 39,000 men and women who make up the United States Coast Guard, there are only 208 rescue swimmers.
No matter what happens out there, you stay together.
For these real heroes, the harder the sacrifice, the greater the reward.
I want to let go!
Kevin Costner, Ashton Kutcher, The Guardian, including an alternate ending. Ordered on DVD and Blu-ray disc January 23rd. Bonus material not rated. Rated PG-13 for intense sequences of action, peril, brief strong language, and some sensuality.
We
We continue now on the Peter B. Collins Show. This is what we call the free speech zone. Your calls and comments are welcome. Do you know the rules? We take calls on any subject, from any viewpoint, from anywhere within the sound of my voice, and we pay for the call. Toll free at 888-5-PETER-B. 888-573-8372. I have no idea what this song is about, but I love it. Big Audio Dynamite, and it's called E equals MC squared. I heard it on the radio once, and then I couldn't find it. It took me years to track it down in the used CD bin, and well, now I've got it. We're taking your phone calls this hour, toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. Plenty of lines available right now, so get on the horn and let's talk about it. We can talk about anything you want, including the subjects we've already discussed today with various guests or callers. And I want to add two other items. As you may know, if you live in the Golden State of California, currently executions are on hold. A federal court, a federal judge, has issued a ruling suspending the implementation of further death sentences in California until they find a process of putting people to death that is consistent with the Constitution and doesn't violate the prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment. And we've seen some grisly scenes in executions in California and elsewhere over the past few years, where inmates have opted for the lethal injection instead of gas or electrocution, and the administration of lethal injections has been botched. Stanley Tookie Williams was a buffed-out, really big guy who was killed by the state of California last January. They couldn't find a vein at first. And then he lay on the death chamber table for much longer than they had expected, I think about 20 minutes. And it was highly suspected, although you can't interview a dead man and ask him, that he was in excruciating pain as the chemicals coursed through his body and ultimately stopped his heart. Now, to me, whether it's Saddam Hussein, Tookie Williams, or the most gruesome criminal you can imagine, I can never, in my mind, justify capital punishment. I think when the state takes a life, they demean the state. They reduce the state to the level of barbarists, barbaric individuals, who don't value life. And so to kill a killer is an act of vengeance, in my view, not justice. Well, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who supports capital punishment and has not suspended, delayed, or canceled any execution since he became governor, even of a 72-year-old man who had to be rolled in a wheelchair into the death chamber, he has asked this federal court for an additional 4 months to change California's lethal injection procedures. I think that's okay. But in filings with U.S. District Court Judge Jeremy Fogel, the administration is asking as well for a secret process. They want to be able to devise this scheme without the interference of pesky lefties who oppose the death penalty entirely. Yeah, people like me. And so they have asked the judge to issue a protective order that would prevent the public from learning how the administration comes up with the new policies. And what I believe is actually going on here is that they want to consult with medical doctors. This Judge Fogel had ruled previously that he could permit an execution to go forward if a medical doctor were there. But they couldn't find one medical doctor in the state of California who was willing to participate, and with good reason. Doctors take the Hippocratic Oath to first do no harm. Therefore, participating in a killing, even one that is sanctioned by the state and by the courts, violates the fundamental oath that a doctor takes. And this secret process, I believe, is an attempt to find some doctors who are willing to offer advice, counsel, technical information, medical details. And the administration fears that if it's a public process, no doctors will participate. Well, I call upon doctors up and down the state of California to refuse to be a part of the death machinery. Whether it's secret or public, stand on your principles, stand on your Hippocratic Oath, and do not become a part of the process of death. This is also compounded by the ascension of one Jerry Brown, the former Governor Moonbeam of California, former mayor of Oakland, who is now California's Attorney General. A former seminarian whom we believe is personally and morally opposed to capital punishment. But his office is the representative, the legal representative of the state of California, and by default, the governor. So Jerry Brown is in a very difficult position here, if you project on him a depth of morality that I think actually exists. So I'm curious about your thoughts about the death penalty and whether lethal injection can be properly administered to be constitutional and therefore permit the process to go forward here in California. 888-5-PETER-B, I'd like to hear your comments. Toll free, 888-573-8372. One other item that doesn't have quite the moral depth. You may know that the cost of a barrel of crude oil on the spot market worldwide has dropped from a peak of $64 this summer during the height of the Israel-Hezbollah war to $51.21 last week. But as this article in front of me from the San Francisco Chronicle's business section reads, pump prices slow to budge. It takes a while for lower crude costs to be passed on to drivers. Yeah. If you want to call in today, Phoenix, Eureka, Monterey, Coos Bay, if you call about something else or if you just want to call, give us a quick quote on the cost of a gallon of unleaded at your favorite gas station. Because when I was in Eureka in October, I found that Eurekans, Humboldt County residents, are paying about 10 or 12 cents more a gallon than the Bay Area prices, and I was surprised by that. Dave joins us from Humboldt County right now to kick off the free speech zone. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Peter. I have observed that veterinarians, when they're called upon, are able to put an animal to sleep peacefully and quickly with a minimum of difficulty. But it was two other reasons I wanted to share with you, if I might.
Go ahead.
I spend a lot of time on a large progressive chat, and virtually everybody on it is aware that our government is in the hands of hardcore criminals, that they got there by rigging elections. And often the question comes up, why is it that we know this and we don't hear any of this from members of Congress? And generally everybody thinks, oh yes, they know. They know all about it, but they just don't want to take any politically incorrect position on something.
Mm-hmm. So
I don't know what your feelings would be on that.
It's mixed. I think that there are many members of Congress who know far more than they let on and who simply operate in a very safe zone, safe for their political incumbency, safe for their political base. And so they certainly are aware of these things. But we have a terrible lack of political courage in this country. And let me shift just to an example from the media recently. Last week, the New York Times, on its op-ed page, had a large kind of a display of text and images where they took apart the president's speech And they pointed up things that didn't jibe with the truth. Yet never did they suggest that the president had lied to the American people in the speech he gave last Wednesday night. And so we have this real problem in this country of confronting the actual truth, speaking the truth, and identifying untruth when it is presented as truth. And I'm comfortable with the L word, lies, liar. But it seems to scare the living hell out of, you know, mainstream media people and leading politicians. And we've got to come to grips with this. We've got to call a lie a lie. And, you know, most politicians and media people are either too timid or they're too co-opted to actually utter that four-letter word starting with L.
If they are aware of the amount of outrageous harm being inflicted on the people of this country by this administration and the threat that they're posing to the rest of the world, and for political reasons they do nothing, that is not somebody that should ever get another vote. My second thought, your guy in Monterey there, Sam Farr, he has come up with what I consider the perfect solution to keep us from invading Iran right now. You might explain it better than I, but what I am suggesting at every chance that I get is that everybody who can call members of Congress, call members of the Senate and say, would you co-sponsor this? Would you introduce this in the Senate?
Mm-hmm.
This is the answer. And, you know, I don't think it's politically incorrect to sign that and get on it. It's somebody that's honestly trying to do the right thing by the country.
You're right, Dave. Thanks for the call today. More calls coming up next in the Free Speech Zone. 888-5, Peter B. is my number. You got that? 888-573-8372. I'm still your humble host, Peter B. Collins. You're listening to the new KRXA 540. Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares. The Carmel Valley Market is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Carmel Valley residents can now easily access the tradition of service and quality made famous by the Higuera family at the Grove Market in Pacific Grove. The Carmel Valley Market features the finest selection of fresh local fruits and veggies, as well as a full-service old-fashioned meat counter with USDA choice cuts. And don't forget the deli with delicious fresh sandwiches made to order. The Carmel Valley Market is located at 2 Chambers Lane, just behind Wells Fargo in Carmel Valley Village. Let the Carmel Valley Market's professional staff meet all of your grocery needs. Stop by and say hello to Ian and Gary Higuera, members of Charlie's family.
Hi, I'm Patty Ross, Realtor. What pops into your mind when you hear the word real estate? Security? Investment? White picket fences? Did you know that real estate is the single most sought-after asset on the planet? More people have accumulated wealth through real estate than by any other means. So whether you own property and want to cash in your equity, or simply want to take advantage of buying in this changing market, you need a qualified agent who understands market conditions and will listen to your needs. From Santa Cruz to Salinas, from Carmel to Big Sur, call me, Patty Ross, for a free consultation. I'm hardworking, experienced, and I care about you. Hey, forget the rest, get the best. Call me, Patty Ross. My heart's in it.
Contact Patty Ross at Keller Williams Realty in Carmel at 622-6235. That's 622-6235, or visit her website, PattyRossCarmel.com.
Let's help with your drive home and get you home in and around the Monterey Bay area. Problems in the Santa Cruz Mountains now. Mountain Charlie Road south of Riva Ridge Road. Apparently a crash here. Vehicle hit a tree, so a lot of emergency crews in that area. Let's hit the highways in Monterey. Southbound Highway 1 before Camino Aguajito. An accident there. The left-hand lane is partially blocked. Vehicle hit the center divide. CHP's on the scene. So are quite a few brake lights. Meanwhile, let's go to Highway 68. Here's better news, actually, for the eastbound side. It is under the limit, but just in pockets as you travel between Monterey and Salinas. Northbound 101, pretty much same story. Heavy through Salinas, but just in pockets, and especially around the San Miguel Canyon turnoff. This look is brought to you by bottlesandcans.com. Recycling refunds have gone up. Now, small beverages containers are worth 5 cents. The bigger ones are worth 10. Visit bottlesandcans.com. Recycle. It's in your hands. I'm Alex Daly with traffic on KRXA 540.
Peter B. Collins Show rolls on. It's 23 minutes past the hour. I've got lines open here in the free speed zone, and you're welcome to call. Toll free, 888-5-PETER-B. I haven't heard from a conservative in a while. If you're feeling feisty, you want to defend the president, the surge in Iraq, the escalation in Afghanistan, bring it on. Toll free, 888-573-8372. For some people, it's easier to remember as 1-888-5-PETER-B. Up next, Stan from Crescent City. Welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show, Stan.
Yeah, this is Stan. Yeah, I'm kind of ashamed because I did vote for the president.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know.
You don't know what?
I just don't know. I wish someone would just get him out of the White House. You know?
Well, you have a plan?
I guess there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, there is impeachment. Do you support impeachment?
Yeah, I support impeachment. Yeah, what I was calling about, remember the first time they had the war, Desert Storm?
Sure I do.
Yeah, and it was George Bush Sr.
Right.
Well, my friend of mine, he was in a veteran, and he passed away now. But he was in that war, and he told me that it was... when the Iraqis blew up all the oil wells over there,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, he told me that it was the Allies that did it. We did it. We blew them up.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
I don't know that for a fact, Stan, but it's very interesting. Last week, I think it was, I was listening to the Tom Hartman program. And Tom dug out an archive clip from Bush's speech when he launched the war in Iraq. And I had forgotten this, but in the speech was a message to the Iraqi people, and it was, don't blow up the oil wells.
well, as I say, why would Iraqis blow up their own oil wells? Don't make sense.
Well, if you want to stop the occupation, short term, it's in their interest to create as much chaos and mayhem for the occupiers as possible. Long term, it's in their interest to let the oil flow and help rebuild their country. But if you were in their position and we were being occupied by Russia or Canada, pick your poison, would you blow up a nearby oil refinery as a way of destabilizing or debilitating the occupiers?
I don't know. All I know is after that happened, they had everybody over there. I mean, Chevron was over there. Exxon was over there.
Mm-hmm.
All these big oil, they were all bidding on all the oil wells over there.
Right?
I don't know.
All right. Well, Stan, I appreciate your call. It's great to have you listening in Crescent City.
Yeah, it sounds good.
All right. Very good, sir. Let's go to line three here. Who's this on the Peter B. Collins Show?
George from Phoenix.
Hello, George. Welcome.
Hey, Dr. Mike talks about censoring the president. What is, and I understand it takes power away from him. What is the political gain on it?
Well, the term is censure, C-E-N-S-U-R-E. Censor is when I prevent you from saying something.
Okay.
Censure is when I make you feel really bad for doing something, but it has no actual consequences.
Oh, okay.
Then. And Russ Feingold sponsored a censure resolution of President Bush in the United States Senate after the NSA spying program was revealed. And only two or three other senators, I think it was Kerry, Boxer, and can't remember the fourth, said, well, I'll vote for that. But he couldn't get enough support.
Yeah.
And if you recall, censure was also proposed for Bill Clinton in relation to the Lewinsky affair, but the Republicans chose impeachment instead.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's what I was wondering.
Okay. You got it. Thanks, George.
Okay, you have a good one.
All right. Line four, who's this on the Peter B. Collins Show?
Is it?
It's you.
Is it me?
It's you.
Everybody always says that.
Well, the reason I don't have it is...
I was waiting for my name.
Well, my instant messenger is stuck,
okay.
And your name is not on my screen right now, and so I just thought I'd ask.
Okay, it's Sherry. I'm calling from West Haven in Humboldt County.
Great, Sherry.
First order of business, I just paid $2.73 a gallon for gas today.
$2.73. In the Bay Area, it's about $2.50 for unleaded regular.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The point that I wanted to call about was the capital punishment.
Okay.
Two points on that I see where you can't justify it in any way is that, first of all, if you kill someone, they win because they got you down in the hole that they're in and made you the same as them.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is, somebody has to do that job, and then you're putting it on someone and making it their job to kill someone.
Right.
And what a heavy thing that is to lay on anyone. I don't care who it is.
Well, it is compounded mistakes. I mean, it's wrong to think, A, that killing a killer actually proves anything. The only thing that I can agree with pro-capital punishment people on is that when you take somebody's life, it is totally impossible for them to commit another crime. But I think that there are many ways that we can achieve that goal without having the state become an official killer. And I New Jersey is working on legislation right now to do away with the death penalty. And they introduced that the very same week that we authorized the execution of Saddam Hussein. Thanks for your call, Sherry. I got to run to a break here. More calls coming up next in the Free Speech Zone here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Miguel Sarmiento, owner and chef of the Mexicali Grill in New Monterey, cordially invites you to visit his restaurant and enjoy quality Mexican food prepared with California seasonings and sauces, all with personalized, attentive service. Miguel has more than 14 years of experience preparing Italian, Hawaiian, Mexican, French, and American dishes in restaurants throughout Monterey County. Looking to savor the best Mexicali cuisine served with great margaritas or fine imported or domestic beers? Visit the Mexicali Grill today, located at 204 Lighthouse Avenue at the corner of Reeside Avenue in New Monterey. The Mexicali Grill is open daily for lunch from 11 to 3 and for dinner from 5 to 9. For takeout orders, call 375-9801. That's 375-9801. Miguel has a message for all Central Coast residents who appreciate delicious, high-quality Mexican food at reasonable prices.
Todos son bienvenidos en el Mexicali Grill. Try us. You'll like us a lot.
I am attorney Sean Mills. Sometimes life does not take the direction that you plan. If you find yourself in need of an honest attorney, call me. I can advise you on both criminal and civil matters. Do not settle for an attorney who simply went to college and law school when you can work with an attorney with significant life experience who uses a common sense approach to everyday legal problems. If you think you need an attorney, I will be glad to offer you a no-obligation consultation and evaluation of your legal issue with no sugarcoating. If you think you have a potential legal issue, it is important that you speak to a qualified attorney as soon as possible. Call me at 831-648-7060. That's 831-648-7060. I am attorney Sean Mills.
ZNS Auto Sales in Monterey, family-owned for 30 years, is where partnership works. Whether you're a first-time buyer and need a safe economy car, or looking for a truck or SUV or a classic, they have it all. Call ZNS before you make that final decision. ZNS open every day at 1179 Del Monte Boulevard between the Navy Postgraduate School and Lake El Estero. High-quality used cars at the very best prices. ZNS Auto Sales, where partnership works.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
Locally owned, the Ugly Mug Coffee House in Soquel Village. Always lively, always wired. We serve the best organic, shade-grown coffees, loose-leaf teas, original bar drinks, and delectable goodies in a friendly community atmosphere. Open every day, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., complete with music, Wi-Fi, and the craziest regulars in Santa Cruz. Meet your friends or just bring yourself to the Ugly Mug, Soquel Drive at Porter Street, for lively conversations and the best cappuccino in town. Hey, what do you want? Rare frickin' sunshine? Delicious.
The Ugly Mug, Soquel Drive and Porter Street in Soquel.
We're rocking down the highway with the Peter B. Collins Show. It's 33 minutes after the hour.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure.
I'm Peter B. Collins. The B stands for Born to be Wild. Well, not really, but it'll work. We're taking your calls in the free speech zone. Toll free at 888-5. Peter B. 888-573-8372. And I'm going to pause and say it real slow, because I realize that if you're driving and you're trying to punch numbers into your cell phone, that it's really hard when it comes by at 90 miles an hour. 888 573-8372. Another line just lit up. People know how to do it. 888-5, Peter B. More of your calls in just a second. I want to respond to a thoughtful email from Maureen in Chicago. In reference to the caller who was complaining about Air America, she says, first, all the hosts on AA are not the same. It's called diversity. And she kind of runs through her her take on the different shows. And then she talks about people who aren't on Air America. Stephanie Miller's very funny, but her show's different. Every host on both Air America and Nova M have their own styles. Should be a matter of choice who you like. Mike Malloy is great at night when you want to vent. And Tom Hartman is so informative, he's the smartest man on talk radio. Now, as far as Ed Schultz goes, he is very likable for many middle-of-the-roaders, but I find he's very uninformed. Seems he doesn't read much. I stream you because I favor you over who was on Air America at the time. Besides, the station here in Chicago only goes to sundown. But to say that Air America is just like Rush is ignorant and uninformed, and you probably don't listen enough to make an informed opinion. It's a matter of taste, and I like to have a choice. Air America has become the common usage phrase for progressive talk radio, just like tissue is called Kleenex. Not all progressive talkers are on Air America. Thank you, signed Maureen. Well, thank you, Maureen. I appreciate that, and I think you make some very good points there. Next, we go to Fran in Phoenix, and I know that because my instant messenger is working again. Hello, Fran.
Hi, Peter B. Listen, I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you really think that this is about capital punishment?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are those who say that they'd rather see the person rot in prison than have all those years to think about what they've done. Okay, But if you think about a person who commits heinous crimes over and over and over again, do you really think they have the conscience to sit around and think about what they've done? I don't think so. Now, I happen to be against capital punishment. However, I do feel that those who commit heinous crimes against children are an exception, and I'm not sure how you can, you know, pull the two out in different ways, but crimes against children is quite another thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hear you, and I understand your point. Are you saying then that if you have a child molester or somebody who molested and then killed a child, that in your view you can make an exception for capital punishment?
You know, I guess that's what I'm saying because of the monstrosity of the crime.
Mm-hmm.
And but yet, look what happened to Saddam Hussein's half-brother. I mean, that's cruel and unusual punishment.
Yes, it is.
There's no question about it.
Let me come back to your issue about, you know, gruesome crimes against children. I certainly understand how you feel. And I don't take away from you the value that you place on that and, in turn, the penalty that you'd like to see imposed on somebody who violates that kind of trust. But let me zoom out here and put this in the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
We have lost all context in criminal sentencing up to and including the death penalty. And we now have cases, they're trying to address it in Washington, but if you get caught with a gram of crack, you're going to be sentenced to a prison term far longer than getting caught with a gram of powder cocaine. And those crimes then break down along racial lines because crack is more used by inner-city African Americans and powder cocaine is used more by suburban whites. And so we have, you know, interjected emotionalism and a sense of victimology into our criminal justice system to the point where things are askew. And you can get a longer sentence for a crime in which no one died, if it's a sex offense, or if it's three strikes in California, than some people who, you know, commit a first-degree murder would under certain circumstances and in certain jurisdictions. And so we've lost consistency or any sense of uniformity, and we now pander to, you know, the latest ugly crime that tabloid television has brought into our living rooms. And it then produces weirdos and predators like this Mark Carr guy,
mm-hmm.
who got business class back from Thailand by claiming that he was there when JonBenet Ramsey died.
Yeah.
And that was so totally bogus. Everybody knew it. And MSNBC had live television coverage of the touchdown of his plane in Boulder. As if he were a returning, you know, hero, or that we had captured Osama bin Laden or something like that. And so we have a combination of factors. And we discussed this just the other day with Richard Rappaport, that there's this new series on Dateline NBC that gets replayed on MSNBC called To Catch a Predator. They lay a trap for the Mark Foleys of this world. They go online and pretend to be a 14-year-old girl,
mm-hmm.
and when some horny guy shows up for a date hoping to have sex with a 14-year-old, they show up with a video crew and they bust him. And this is unconstitutional. It is entrapment. You know, my guess is that those cases never go to trial because of the manner in which the predatory justice is imposed. And so we're now pandering and turning, you know, grisly crimes or potential crimes into primetime entertainment. And this, again, skews people's reactions. And I don't want for a minute for you to believe that I'm, you know, soft on criminals. But I know that our criminal justice system has been jacked around to pander to certain interest groups, some of whom have deep losses. And, you know, I have great compassion for the suffering that they have endured because of crimes committed against family members. But that doesn't justify vengeance and turning our criminal justice system on its ear. We've got to be rational about these things and not simply, you know, give in to the emotions of vengeance and a kind of biblical-based vindictiveness.
Well, I agree with you. Like I say, I am against capital punishment. But I do wonder about the other, and as you say, this guy that got a free ride back home, that was absolutely ludicrous. And the other is entrapment, too. That show, To Catch a Predator, is absolutely entrapment.
Yes, it is.
And it's obviously our justice system needs an overhaul.
Thanks for a good conversation, Fran. I appreciate it. Now to Chris and Salinas. You're next on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Yeah, Peter, we definitely need to have a large debate over the criminal justice system.
Mm-hmm.
That's not why I called.
Okay.
I was wondering if you've been keeping up with the spat of U.S. attorneys being forced out and forced to resign.
Yeah, in fact, we talked about it a little bit earlier in the show. I'm happy you brought it up. Dianne Feinstein, who I often am critical of, has said on the Senate floor that there's a pattern here of federal prosecutors being squeezed out. And an email came in yesterday from, I'll just use the first name, McKenzie, with further information about this. There's a whole pattern. As many as 7 or 8 U.S. attorneys around the country have been purged from their posts. And the one that is most significant and questionable is Carol Lam, L-A-M. She was the top federal prosecutor in San Diego who got Randy Duke Cunningham into jail.
Yeah.
And this appears, you know, I can't say for sure, but on the face of it, it appears that this could be payback for that. And if that's the case, that's really ugly, hardball, political play, and it's coming directly from Alberto Gonzalez.
Well, I think they're setting the stage, you know. They want to he's doing this in every single branch of the government, basically, that he controls.
Well, but in this case, Chris, it'll only last until Bush leaves office. These U.S. attorney appointments are not like the lifetime court appointments.
But I wonder who's the attorneys that are going to maybe go after Doolittle and the other gentleman here in California. I can't remember his name.
Jerry Lewis is in their sights. He's under investigation now.
But also, when Gonzalez sent the letter, I believe, to Patrick Leahy about the wiretapping, what are the Democrats going to do now? Are they going to waffle and say, "Oh, well, they're not going to spy anymore illegally. They're going to go through FISA, so let's not investigate them."
Well, that won't satisfy me, Chris.
I know it won't satisfy me.
Yeah.
But anyway, you keep up the good work.
All right, you keep calling. I appreciate it.
You take it easy.
All right, and we just got word from post-op from the recovery room. Matt Renner is out of surgery and tells us he is A-okay. I'm glad to hear that, Matt. So he'll be off for a few days and should be back with us sometime next week. That's my guess. We got Louise from Santa Cruz. Thanks for your call. You're next on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Right. I will speak quickly. I believe that instead of
Hey, Louise, let's turn that radio down because it's just going to confuse you.
Instead of execution, there would be a place in Middle America where these people would be set down. They would raise their own food. There would be no visitation of any kind. If they refuse to work, they don't eat. And if they wreak havoc with their fellow
inmates,
prisoners, they would have a single strap that would be laid on them.
I see. So, Louise, what you're talking about is a prison colony.
It is.
We had Alcatraz, and in fact, Australia was Britain's prison island for, I guess, about a century.
Indeed. And I'm not against that. I believe that may be the way we have to handle these people if we don't want to execute them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like execution.
Well, honestly, I would be more comfortable with levels of incarceration leading up to, as long as you don't have forced labor or torture, if you want to impose isolation, if you want to, try to cut these people off from society as much as possible, and you consider that to be the ultimate punishment, I would accept that before capital punishment. Mm-hmm. But we have to look at the reality, and that is that unless we set up a whole tier of inmates who are going to be subject to this harsher kind of incarceration without the possibility of parole, that's one thing. But if there's any possibility of parole, and in most cases, absent death row, there is some mechanism either through the courts or through a parole process that people can win release, we have to be very careful that we're not making them worse when we send them to prison. Right now, the departments of corrections are higher education institutions for street criminals who go in and learn from mentors. They join gangs. Mm-hmm. They compare notes while we have them sitting there doing nothing and just wasting their time and waiting for their sentence to run out. So we do have to take care that we do not create bigger monsters through some feel-good sense that we're punishing them.
No parole, no resort to courts. Once you have been sentenced to this colony, you are cut off from society completely.
All right, Louise, I understand your point. As I say, it's not my ideal, but if you force me to choose between that and capital punishment, I would still reject capital punishment.
Nice talking with you, Peter.
Thanks for joining the conversation.
You're welcome.
More calls coming up next in the Free Speech Zone. The lines are jammed, so stand by for more on the Peter B. Collins Show. KRXA 540. Progressive talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz.
Every Sunday morning at 10, listen to Rock Roller Real Estate. The number one Sunday morning Bay Area real estate show is now on KRXA 540. If you want to learn about investing, 1031 exchanges, buying and selling high-end homes, and where the hottest real estate markets are, this is the show for you. Rock Roller Real Estate, the Bay Area's number one Sunday morning real estate show, now covering the Central Coast. For more information on how to become a guest, call 408-892-3376. Rock Roller Real Estate.
It's tax time again. And there's one progressive tax preparer in the Monterey Bay Area who specializes in tax returns for W-2 and self-employed working people. Jim Moore Income Tax specializes in preparing tax returns that maximize your refund as soon as you need it. In 24 hours, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, the choice is yours. The personnel at Jim Moore Income Tax have been helping the hardworking Spanish-speaking residents of the Central Coast with immigration and tax preparation services for more than 30 years. You can get your tax return professionally prepared and electronically filed by bilingual tax professionals at a very reasonable fee. Need your tax return tomorrow? Visit the office of Jim Moore Income Tax today, located at 30 Alexander Street in downtown Watsonville, just two blocks from the Central Plaza. Be sure to take a copy of your 2005 federal and California returns and W-2 1099 info for 2006. Need your tax refund tomorrow? Visit the office of Jim Moore Income Tax today at 30 Alexander Street, downtown Watsonville.
The Billy Sunshine Show.
Billy Sunshine Show.
With Pilar. With Pilar.
Sunday at 3 o'clock, we're going to be doing something new, something different, or we'll do the same old thing, take your phone calls. One thing we know for sure, I'll have something to say. What? I don't know. I never know until I've said it. Find out what's the next thing to come out of my mouth.
The Billy Sunshine Show with Pilar.
Sundays from 3 to 5. 3 to 5.
On AM 540. KRXA.
Let's get you home and check that drive in and around the Monterey Bay Area. It's brought to us this time around by Standard Pacific Homes. Make the move from renting to owning at Greenfield at the First Time Home Buyers Fair on Saturday, July 20th from 11 to 3. Call 831-674-1021 or visit standardpacifichomes.com. Not too bad a drive at this point. Southbound 101 typically slow through Gilroy, through Broomdale and Salinas, but now in Salinas, southbound 101 at Main Street. It is a stalled car and it is partially blocking the right-hand lane. But that's pretty much it as far as items are concerned. Slow traffic remains eastbound Highway 25, kind of shaking off the afternoon problems. It's improving, though, between Gilroy and Hollister. Also, southbound Highway 1, much better now. It is slow just in tiny pockets between Monterey and Carmel, so there's some good news there. Have a safe trip home. I'm Alex Daly with traffic on KRXA 540.
We'll be right back.
It's the Peter B. Collins Show.
Your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy?
Gnarls Barkley there. It's called Crazy, and it's the perfect setup for this email that just came in from Mickey. And Mickey's email account is based in Romania. I can't figure it all out. I was listening to you when you mentioned Saudi Arabia might be sending troops into Iraq. Then I had an aha. It all came together as crazy as it sounds. Saudi Arabia is Sunni, wants a Sunni government in Iraq. Osama is Sunni. The majority of the hijackers were Sunnis from Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia supplies the background stories, the funds, the enormous debt, money spent to Halliburton in Iraq with 9/11. As the hijackers, Halliburton reinvests money in Saudi Arabia in development, while at the same time Saudi Arabia maintains influence in Iraq, gains a new sphere of influence. Halliburton makes a profit. Iran is surrounded, Israel guaranteed, and the government of the U.S. gets in the Middle East permanently. So it's not to attack Iran, it's to give a reason for Saudi Arabia to have a presence in Iraq to oppose the enemy, Iran. Well, Mickey, I don't think that's totally crazy. I'm not sure if people could follow every bit of the thread there. But it's so convoluted, and what the president seems intent on doing is so fundamentally irrational that I cannot dismiss what you articulated there. Thanks for the email. Rick, in Phoenix, you're next in the free speech zone. Welcome.
Hey, thanks, Peter. I just wanted to make a comment. I was listening, and the woman said that as far as capital punishment goes, we're actually making it be somebody's job to flip the switch or stick the needle in, and it just kind of struck in the back of my mind, what does this person or anybody else think we're doing when we send these young men and women over with rifles into these countries? We're making it their job to basically kill people.
Yeah.
And the other comment I had was, I find it strange that our politicians are in Washington, because when I went to study the government on the close-up program as a senior in high school, and I stood in the middle of Arlington Cemetery and could see white crosses for as far as I could see in any direction,
yeah,
it hit the very core of my soul that war is wrong under any circumstances, and I could never go and kill anybody, and I didn't register for the draft, and I said I would go to Canada if I was called. And I just can't see that these politicians in Washington drive past something like Arlington Cemetery on a daily basis and still vote to send our young men and women off to war.
Very well put. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Peter.
Yeah, I appreciate it. The other thing that I would point out is, and I mentioned this at the time of the execution of Saddam, we heard people on American television criticizing the jeering, the manner in which he was put to death, and the fact that people used their cell phones to take pictures of it. But everyone accepted the notion that execution is all right, and it's what Saddam deserved, and no questions about that were raised, at least not within earshot of this boy. Stuart in Phoenix, thanks for your call. You're next.
Peter, thanks for your hard work, and I agree with what Rick just said. Got a quick comment about vote fraud, vote suppression.
Mm-hmm.
The thought to the victor belongs to spoils, and the level of silence from the Democrats in this, I just cynically wonder if they're not just going to wait until they have control of the machines or whatever and then use them. I know the media is ignoring it by design, but for the Democrats to be this quiet and for it to take 3 years for anything to be filed in court on Ohio and the court case that's going on through that, it's just crazy how long it's taking.
Well, the good news is that with the Jennings-Buchanan race in Florida, that the Democrats in Washington saw the obvious elements of a stolen election. 18,000 votes just disappeared from those touchscreen machines. And they are slow to pick up on this, slow to recognize it as the source of their own electoral losses in these last three or four cycles. And I can't really explain it away. We've tried. We work, to try to educate and build awareness among elected officials. There are a few who get it. But many, I've heard some politicians say, Peter, I wish you wouldn't talk about that because it's going to discourage people from voting. I said, well, don't we need to fix the system to build confidence so people have trust in the process and will vote? And they're kind of taking the short-term approach. Well, just soft-pedal it because you'll discourage people from voting.
I support you in your efforts on that. I think it's way overdue and well-needed.
Thank you very much for the call.
May I make two quick comments on execution?
Sure you can.
90% of what we know about the human brain we have learned in the last 10 years. I truly believe that down the road, and it may be 30 or 100 years from now, we're going to have a much different approach to both peniology as well as capital punishment. Also, I don't think we can effectively determine who's guilty. It's shown over and over again we're incapable of having a decent justice system when it comes to execution.
Over 160 individuals have been freed as a result of DNA testing that showed that their convictions were 100% wrong.
It's not a science.
No, it's not.
It's an art.
Thank you very much, sir. And now to John and Carmel, you get the last word tonight. John, welcome.
What do you think of John Edwards?
I'm intrigued. I think that he is going to be eclipsed by Barack Obama as the, fresh face with a different point of view. Edwards corrected his wrong position on Iraq, which dragged Kerry and Edwards down in 2004. I respect and support his efforts on economic justice in this country. And I think that he is a powerful voice. On a political level, John, he didn't appear to deliver any significant political power in terms of votes or carrying states to the ticket in 2004.
No, he didn't. So one last question has nothing to do with this, but I got in on part of your program yesterday when you had a guy who sounded like he had a Canadian accent talking about global warming. Who was that man?
Glenn,
was he Canadian?
No, he's from Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. Because sometimes even Wisconsinites have a sort of a Canadian.
Yeah, I heard him say a boot too. Yeah. Hold on the line. It's Glenn Barry, and go to truthout.org. He's got a piece up there recently posted.
Yeah, he sounded urgent, and I don't blame him at all.
Thank you, John.
Yeah.
The days of wine and roses.
The fastest growing disease in America is addiction. It's time we talk about it openly. This is Sheila Gale. Join me Saturday afternoons from 4 to 5 for 12-Step Talk Uncensored, where we deal with addiction. It's about time.
That wasn't there before.
Every Sunday morning at 10, listen to Rock Roller Real Estate. The number one Sunday morning Bay Area real estate show is now on KRXA 540. If you want to learn about investing, 1031 exchanges, buying and selling high-end homes, and where the hottest real estate markets are, this is the show for you. Rock Roller Real Estate, the Bay Area's number one Sunday morning real estate show, now covering the Central Coast. For more information on how to become a guest, call 408-892-3376. Rock Roller Real Estate.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. White House spokesman Tony Snow warns the Senate
to tie one's hand in a time of war is a pretty extreme move.
Proposed today a resolution against the new strategy in Iraq. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports.
This resolution could hit the Senate floor next week, and the White House is already furiously lobbying Republican senators to stop them from joining Democrats and going on record as opposing the buildup of U.S. troops in Iraq. But some Republicans will support it, including Nebraska Senator Chuck Hagel, who helped write it.
It is dangerously irresponsible to continue to put American lives in the middle of a clearly defined tribal sectarian civil war.
This resolution would not be binding on President Bush, but a congressional rebuke like this would carry substantial political weight. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The Bush administration did an about-face today. From now on, it will abide by the rules of a secret court in conducting electronic surveillance of people in this country suspected of having links to foreign terrorists.
Until today, the administration has rebuffed demands that the warrantless surveillance program be put under a special court on the grounds that the president has the inherent authority to conduct the eavesdropping. Now the attorney general has informed Congress that the administration will no longer operate on its own. The Justice Department is making this announcement a day before Alberto Gonzalez goes before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
CBS News reporter Stephanie Lambidakis. Correspondent John Harkey reports the Department of Homeland Security has a new program to speed innocent people through airports.
The government program goes by an acronym, TRIP, Traveler Redress Inquiry Program. It's billed as a voluntary one-step process, allowing people to get a review if they feel they've been wrongly delayed or prevented from boarding a plane or barred from entering or leaving the U.S. About 31,000 innocent people each year have found themselves on no-fly lists because they have names that are similar to those on terror or criminal watch lists.
15-year-old Sean Hornbeck, the Missouri boy found alive after he'd been missing more than 4 years, is said to have spoken briefly about his ordeal during the taping of tomorrow's Oprah Winfrey show. Audience members say Hornbeck was there, and on a video clip, he said he was terrified during his captivity and prayed his parents would find him. CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula has more on the investigation.
The sheriff here in Washington County did tell reporters that after talking with Sean Hornbeck several times,